Wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this planet, there was a false start before, we are having to start again, but all the same, we are here, ready and ever prepared to do the work for which heaven sent us to do, which is to come down here to propagate this very gospel, to spread the message of hope of redemption, that will restore God's own kingdom upon the face of this very planet. Every day we do the same thing, every morning and every evening, with the time now standing at 9 minutes past 7 p.m. here, as we did yesterday, as we did the day before, the week before, the month before, and we'll continue to do until Biafra comes and beyond. This is Radio Biafra, live transmission to the whole world. We are live on CHK 97.6. Radio Biafra is live, unadulterated, and direct also on satellite. Radio Biafra is also online. However means you have chosen to come to us this very evening, this very morning, this very afternoon, this very night, depending on where you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Radio Biafra is a global phenomenon. Everybody right around this very planet, if you are not listening to Radio Biafra, it means you are not educated, you're not enlightened enough, neither do you have it in you to seek knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Because on Radio Biafra, those are the hallmarks. Those are the reasons why people acknowledge us the way they do. Because we have come to preach this very gospel in truth and honesty. And what is that very gospel? It is a gospel that will restore the heavenly kingdom of Chukwu Abiama down to this very earth. That is where we are live. We are direct. We are uninterrupted. And we are unstoppable. Our enemies have realized that, both those within and without. Only those who are foolish enough not to comprehend will still have need to doubt our resolve, our determination, and our courage. We have come here to do only one thing. That thing is to restore the kingdom of heaven. That very thing is to ensure that Biafra is founded upon the twin pillars of truth and honesty. I don't want a country like Nigeria. I do not want a country that will resemble any other black African country, because they are all backwards beyond description. Every black African country is uncivilized, retarded, and incapable of any tangible human development. We cannot be suffering to build a Biafra that will replicate the exact ignorance and stupidity of every other African nation. That is why Biafra is an exception to the rule. That is why we do things the way we do it. People sometimes say we are hardened, we are unforgiving, we are too strict, we are too rigid. We know the reason why we do things the way we do it. We do it this way because I have studied black African people from the time they went into slavery to the time they got their so-called phantom independence up until now. That is one thing lacking. All the time, that thing that is lacking is philosophical and ideological consistency backed up by discipline. That is why black people are poor. That is why they are backwards. That is why they are incapable, infinitely incapable of any meaningful development. Having studied all of that, we have designed an approach which is foolproof. You cannot fault it. By the time we finish this very process of ours, Biafra will be restored and people will begin to reason properly like human beings were meant to do. Every day I lament on this very platform that the difficulties we have as a people is because of our inability to reason. That is all. They cannot reason. Black people cannot reason. That is the problem. And I know some of you may be cringing where you are. You may be listening with your white friends and wondering what on earth is Nnamdi Kanu talking about. What I'm saying to you this evening, as I will always do, because it is evening here in the UK, is that you must be able to develop the ability to reason. And one of the key principles of that is to recognize when you are at fault, is to recognize when you have limitations and acknowledge them publicly. You must be self-critical. You must be self-aware. You must understand your surroundings, because without them, you can never, ever advance. That is why no African, apart from those built by whites in South Africa, there is no black African town that boasts of any sewage system. There is no place where there is consistent electricity. There is no place where every road is paved or tarred. There is no place where education is decent. There is no place where you have running water. There is no place where you have a sensible disposal of refuse. There is no place where you find people without a sizable proportion of them suffering from unimaginable poverty and deprivation. Why is that? Have you asked yourself, why are we poor? Have you asked yourself, why do you queue round the block begging for American visa to go and wash toilet in America? Have you asked yourself why? Is it that the only thing you want in life is to run away from where you were born, to go somewhere else built by other people? What makes you think that USA fell from heaven? What makes you think that England or France or Russia or Ukraine or anywhere else for that matter fell from heaven? Don't you know human beings built them with their bare hands? Don't you know people left England in a ship called Mary Rose to travel to New England? That is why they call it New England. To go and found the colonies of America. To build a civilization that mankind can be proud of with their bare hands. Don't you have hands? Don't you have legs? Don't you have brain like the same people that built the USA? Now you understand where we are going. That is the same level of thinking capacity I want every Biafran to possess before we go into Biafra. Once we have this way of thinking, then to develop Biafra will be very, very easy. To have the idiots like Tinubu can never happen. To have the likes of Buhari can never happen. Theodore, Georges, or Carl, all these idiots. It can never happen in the new Biafra. Impossible to happen. That is why we educate. That is why we inform. That is why we ensure that we impart the requisite knowledge to enable our people make life-changing decisions for the better. That is why we concentrate on Radio Biafra on educating our people. That is why we bring enlightenment. After all, we are the children of the light. We must bring light to the lives of our people. Therefore, wherever you are, I must welcome you. Today's date, as ever, is the 18th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015. We are broadcasting from London, and this is Radio Biafra. As protocol will always demand and dictate on Radio Biafra, we run a live interactive session. In other words, after the presentation of the news headlines and accompanying news summary, after the views and opinions of the very eminent barrister himself, Atiman Mezu, we will open up our lines. You will be able to call Radio Biafra. We will be duty bound to take your calls, and you will also be able to give us the benefit of your views and your opinions the same way that you say it, without any censorship. We don't tell you what to say. There is nothing you are not at liberty to say, as long as it is within the bounds of reason, good taste, and in strict acknowledgement that Radio Biafra is a family program. Right around the face of this very planet Earth, people are listening in their various countries, in their homes, in their offices, in their factories. It doesn't matter where you are, because once you have a smartphone, once you have an internet-enabled device, you must and should be able to listen to Radio Biafra. Therefore, I welcome you by asking you, those of you in Biafra land, listening on CHK 97.6, hearing my voice this very evening, go out, please, from where you are. It is not a crime to listen to Radio Biafra. It is like listening to any other radio station. Go out and tell people that you're listening to us, live and direct, that they should come and join you. If they can't come to join you, they should go and find their FM radio, put any disused battery inside it, and go to 97.6, CHK 97.6, Biafra FM. We are also on satellite. For those of you already receiving Radio Biafra via satellite, it is also your responsibility. It is also your duty, especially those of you living within Boko Haram territories of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, to be able to tell those of them around you also to look for MyTV Strong or any other free-to-air decoder and find Radio Biafra there. Because here, when they start killing you, we will tell you. Any day they start to slaughter you, Nugwawasa, we will be the first to tell you. Therefore, you must keep Radio Biafra very, very close to you. And for those of you listening within the rest of the world, those of you in America, in the north and the south of it, those of you in Europe, the ones in Asia, the ones in the rest of Africa, those of you also in Australia, it doesn't matter where you are. We are on www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on www.ipob.org. IP for Peter, O for Oscar, B for Bravo, I for India, ipob.org. We are also on Indigenous People of Biafra.org. I repeat, Indigenous People of Biafra.org. We are also on www.rblworld, or one word, rblworld.tv. We are also on biafratelevision.co. However you have chosen to come through to us, we must welcome you with open arms. And as always, we must call upon the mercy and the grace of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, for his enduring love and for the fact that he always abideth with us. Therefore, Chineke Nanke Binigwe, Chukwu Abiama, Jehovah Nkosiru Nkendiaga, the one we kneel for every blessed day, we bow our heads, we raise our hands up to the heavens to acknowledge your magnificence and your holiness, to proclaim, as you have asked us to, that only you is worthy of praise and worship. Therefore, this evening is an exception. We offer you all that we are, everything that we possess, unremittingly, to the glory of your holy name now and forever, because only you is God. You see, Chukwu Abiama in heaven is watching. A brother asked me this evening, how come everything you say comes to pass? I said, because I did not send myself to come. Heaven decided that I should come, not man. Man did not, is incapable of asking us to come. Chukwu Abiama asked us to come. If you find yourself a principal officer of state, if you find yourself privileged enough to be serving your country in whatever capacity, as long as you're doing so in truth and honesty, as stipulated by Radio Biafra, of course, carried out by IPOB all over the world, then indeed you are a chosen child of heaven. The work we are doing right now will reverberate through history. We have nothing that is true, but we make things happen. Because on Radio Biafra, nothing is insurmountable. There is no problem we cannot tackle head on and defeat it. We never ever circumvent any problem. Never ever do we avoid it. In fact, sometimes when there is no problem, we develop one. Because we must always test our resolve all the time to see the strength of our defenses, to see how resilient we are as a people, as a unit, as one body, one family all over the world, IPOB, fighting for this thing we know to be just and to be correct, before heaven and before this very earth. That is why we remain without fear. We are not afraid of any idiot born by a woman. The work we have come to do is divine, ordained by heaven itself. Therefore, I cannot be afraid of any human being. Second week of next month, I'll be in Biafra land, making sure that there will be no election in Biafra land. God is my witness. They must understand how serious we are. The fact that we have not killed some of you does not mean that we don't have the means to do so. We want some of you to be alive, to witness, to observe what is going to happen. So any day you stop breathing, you will understand how serious they were. This is Radio Biafra. And as always, it is a delight to serve my country. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet Earth, the commander of all her forces, and by the very special grace of heaven, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, in the capacity of the directorship of Radio Biafra, I shall continue to serve. Until heaven decides otherwise, which I know can only happen once Biafra comes. That is my firm belief. I hope it is yours too. Therefore, I welcome you wherever you are. Go and tell those of them around you that you are about to be baptized in truth and honesty. When you listen to Radio Biafra, your life can never ever be the same again. It can never ever be the same. There is no radio station on this planet. There is none that can ever be like Radio Biafra. After you listen to Radio Biafra, you will understand what news analysis is all about. After you might have finished listening to us, Chukwu Abiyama will bless you in many ways that you never dreamt possible before. Because on Radio Biafra, the impossible becomes possible. There is nothing we cannot do. This year, there will be no elections in Biafra land. The zoo cannot have elections. The zoo is crumbling. I said 2015. People are running away. 2015, this year, Nigeria comes to an end. If you like it or not, if you like, you believe, if you like, you don't believe, that is your business. But this year, the zoo ends. What becomes of it depends on how we comport ourselves. As for the zoo coming to an end, this is the year 2015 is destined as the year that we have risen up and the year that the glory of heaven will be called down to this very earth. That is why we are here. That is why we are Radio Biafra. The barrister has joined me, very eminent and accomplished. The eminent lawyer himself, Barrister Mamizu, is with me. I will ask the barrister to go ahead to acknowledge each and every one of you, to accept your gracious listenership this very evening, morning, afternoon, depending on where you are around the world, and also to be with us to the very end, because Biafra must come at the end of it. Barrister, I wonder if you can hear me, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Another day. A day for us to talk about our problems, to decide if Biafra will stand or not. We have a consensus agreement on Radio Biafra that Biafra must come, and the must is this year. If you are with us, you will join us. If you are outside, you will watch via the window. But Biafra must come. This is our agreement. Chukwu Abiyama is our witness. I greet and thank all of you, wherever you are, East, West, North, or South, those who are joining us in many different ways. We acknowledge you. We thank you for all the support you've given to Radio Biafra and beyond. We also thank you for your listenership, because listening to us is what we want. As you listen, the news is spread worldwide, as we are broadcasting across all nations. We are not just broadcasting here in London. We are broadcasting in Biafra land, CHK 97.6. You can go through any means to get Radio Biafra. We are here for business, and that business is the restoration of Biafra. We have no other alternative. We have no other way of putting it to you other than to restore Biafra. That's our aim here, and we remain fixed. Good evening to all of you, Director. I stand for the news.
You will. The voice of the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu. Once again, I welcome each and every one of you. Our lines will open, and as usual, we will serve you this very evening on two lines across three platforms as well. Get your pen and your paper ready. Sam Best Okurum has written to me, has inboxed me to say that to actualize the type of Biafra, to actualize the Biafra of people of the type of intellect you are propagating, the first school to be built is a school of ethical reorientation to be attended by every citizen of Biafra. And I agree with you. Because once Biafra comes, there will be education throughout. Even if you're 90 years old, you have to go to school. Every evening, even if it's for 1 hour. There is nothing greater than education. To learn. Not just to learn for the sake of it, the way black Africans do, but to learn and then be able to gain something from it, imbibe a particular way of life, a particular way of thinking, and then to be able to manifest it as well. That is why you write exams. That is why you make things happen. And that is why those things will happen. Nubisi Oswala is trying to call me from Amsterdam. You will wait until after the news, headlines, and accompanying news summary, then you can call us back. Nubisi Oswala is our national in Holland. He will have to wait until after the news presentation, then he can call Radio Biafra to make an announcement, which I think is important and which we all need to hear. This is Radio Biafra. Not now. You will talk to us later, immediately after the news presentation and news summary. Then you can call us back. You will be at liberty to call us back. Not now. You will call us later and then be able to participate. He is on standby waiting, and we shall go to him as soon as we conclude. Thank you very much, Sam Best Okurum. Anybody who writes anything reasonable, I will be obliged to read it out. I don't read everything that comes to me. Once what you're writing is reasonable, I will read it out. Of course, we will build many, many citadels, not just schools, where people go to learn. Learning is very, very key. The type of Tinubu, this type of man called Bola Ahmed Tinubu, can never, ever emerge in England, in Wales, in Scotland, in Northern Ireland. They cannot emerge in France. This type of a born thief can never emerge in any country that is civilized. People haven't asked themselves, why is it that only criminals join politics in the zoo called Nigeria? Because the people are daft. Ordinary human beings are not educated enough to understand the damage that a criminal can cause. You are not well. You want to try and get better. Where do you go to? Do you go to a quack doctor, or do you go to one that can actually do the business and get you well and on your feet in no time? God knows that I kneel down and I pray, and I say to Chukwu Abiam, can you tell me how people can be so foolish? Iberibe, people can be so foolish that the likes of Tinubu and Buhari are contesting election. And I shut my eyes and I cannot begin to comprehend such a people. I don't understand what would possess any human being to vote for somebody like Theodore into political power. I don't understand. It defies logic. Therefore, when I say that black people are useless, I know what I'm talking about. Of course, I'm correct. I know what I'm talking about. But are you not black? Yes, I am. Black people from Africa are foolish beyond description. You allow a blundering thief like Tinubu to determine your political fate, and you want me to regard you as a human being. You are mad. You are insane. That is why you people were carted off as slaves all over the world to work without pay for 250 years. That is why most of you are begging for visas to travel abroad. That is why you're drowning in the Mediterranean Sea. That is why you're dying in the desert trekking to North Africa to cross over to Europe. Have you asked yourself why? Because you can't reason properly. Why don't you have electricity? Why don't you have running water? Don't you have engineers to build? Why is it that when the white man came, there was running water? When the white man was about there, the railway was working. How come they left and nothing is working? Have you asked yourself that question before? Why did things stop working as soon as Oyibo left? Why? Have you asked yourself that question before? No, you're wallowing in self-pity, feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, black people invented heaven. They invented earth. White people took over. People talk so much rubbish. You invented nothing apart from ignorance. And will cure you on radio. Here will cure you of your illness and your disease. Your ignorance will be taken away from, stripped away from you. Any day you acknowledge how stupid you are, you begin to change. Your reasoning will turn around. You will see things more clearly. I don't believe in stupid sentimentality. I never ever feel sorry for myself. Why should I? Why should I feel sorry for myself? What for? I face reality. I am not a dreamer. Man, they know the reality of my life is that Biafra will come under our watch. Just watch and see what is going to happen. The number to call when our lines open remains the same. +44208-133-9976. 0044-208-133-9976. If you're unfortunate to be in the Zoological Republic, in your various cages that you call states or local government or God, who goodness knows wherever you call it, Ewanomano, in the zoo, you want to call Radio Biafra and you want to turn from being an animal to a human being, the number to call is 0094420813399976. Radio Biafra is also on our studio line here in London, which is +44783130836. I repeat, 0044-783-13-08-376. +44783130836. We are also on Viber, we are on Tango, and on WhatsApp on this same number, +44783130836. However you choose to call us, we will accept you very graciously. But before then, we must bring you the news headlines and a community summary. And also, we are on Skype. Our Skype name is Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing. Radio Biafra. Come to us and then you will understand how your life will change after this very program this evening. We are being listened to all over the world. Radio Biafra is the largest indigenous broadcaster on this very planet Earth. We are on radio, we are on satellite, and we are online. Unbeatable. With your mobile phone, you listen to Radio Biafra. Unbeatable. People may want to copy what we are doing. Some have gone from being adversaries to saying they are complimenting the work Radio Biafra. Don't compliment us. We don't need anybody's compliment. Everything you need to restore Biafra is here complete. We unveil them one at a time. As I said, we strangulate and we swallow our enemies even when they are alive. So they can be observing what is happening to them, but they are helpless to do anything about it. That is how formidable we are. You need to understand that. The zoo is finished and they know it. Nigeria and Wuga, that is one thing that is certain. Even Jonathan knows that the zoo is dead. Britain cannot put it back together again. This is Radio Biafra. We must therefore proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, once again, the 18th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is approximately 36 minutes past 7 p.m., which means 24 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening here in London, the same number of minutes to the top of the hour, regardless of the time zone that you inhabit. By way of headline, this was something I posted earlier. why I posted it is that I was, you know, when these things, I'm used to it, but it pains me all the time when it happens. Why a drug trafficker is a political leader in a country that considers themselves to be civilized? I am struggling, and I am fighting very hard to understand why any sensible person will attend a rally called by a blatant drug dealer, somebody who exports drugs, somebody who is a convicted criminal. Understand this very well, please. The shame of being a criminal, I don't get it. The shame of being a criminal cannot compel you or appeal to your reason to go and sit down somewhere in the dark and contemplate how wretched and useless your life is. You are a thief. You're a criminal. It's only in Africa that thieves can come out and brazenly parade themselves as leaders. In fact, it has gotten to a point whereby if you're not a thief, you're not a person to be reckoned with. For you to prove that you're high society, you're part of the elite, you must be a thief. Ask your Wazulika and he will tell you. You have to be a criminal. Ask the pastors and they will tell you. The Pentecostal pastors. You have to use the word of God to cheat, to lie, to deceive. For people to come to you. For you to be anybody, you have to be a criminal in Zulu. Once you're a Nigerian, you are a rogue. You are a criminal, a vagabond. And why do I say what I say? Do you think I say what I say without reason or proof? I have every proof you can think of. And it is here. APC leader is Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Yoruba man. Yoruba. In the USA, he's still a suspect. But in the zoo, God, Nigeria, he's a political leader. A leader. APC leader. What astonishes me is this. How many Yoruba? This is what Chineke Ndebanyi, Chineke Menuna Bere. In fact, there will come a time when anybody attending a Yoruba church should be shot dead. If you attend a Yoruba church, I don't know how to describe you. You should be shot dead. No Yoruba newspaper has ever carried this very news. Do you know that? Yoruba newspapers, they know Punch, just name them Punch, Nation, all these idiots, including Vanguard. They can never carry it that Bola Ahmed Tinubu is a convicted and wanted rogue in America. Nobody can carry it. They leave it to Radio Biafra and other independent news or media outlets to carry this very important news. Some of you asking for American visa, asking for British visa, do you think that Britain became what it is today or America by allowing thieves like Bola Ahmed Tinubu to be in charge of their affairs? Is that what you think? Do you think America has any room for liars and for cheats in their political life? If they did, do you think they would have built Fifth Avenue, built New York, built the very beautiful waterfront in front of Lake Michigan in Chicago, Illinois? Do you think so? Do you think Los Angeles would be so beautiful? If they had allowed, people don't understand. That is the part of reasoning that astonishes me about black people. Do you think by allowing a criminal to rule your life that somehow your life will become better? Onwoshi. Is that what you think? Then why are you allowing Bola Ahmed Tinubu? Why is it that Yoruba newspapers, no single Yoruba pastor, no Yoruba newspaper has ever written what this unreformed, unreconstructed kleptomaniac. He cannot help but steal. This is a man whose life revolves around stealing. He can never do without it. Yet he's a political leader of great importance in the zoo they call Nigeria. He's a Yoruba man. His name is Bola Ahmed Tinubu, APC leader. He is wanted in America for drug crimes. But in the zoo, he's a political leader. And people tell me to belong to such a useless, hopeless country. Not just that the country is stupid. The people inside, the so-called, they are Chineke Merende Ebere. God have mercy on all of you. Your stupidity is astonishing. I ask you, why did you create me with such vagabonds? Idiots, you cannot reason properly. Why am I mixed up with people who cannot reason? Criminal who is a thief will call you to come to political rally and you attend. Yet you want electricity. You want running water. You are a fool, an idiot, cable. There is no way a thief can give you those things. It's impossible. Don't you understand it? I don't expect you to. and we couldn't. Our people are daft. Very, very daft. But here is Radio Biafra. We will cure you. It's very difficult to get a black person to become educated. Is one of the most difficult tasks on this very earth. To get a black man to reason is very, very difficult. To get them to act upon that reason is almost impossible. That is why they can go to school and get PhD in engineering. They cannot build anything. You can give them knowledge and reason. If to get them to act on that reason is almost impossible. But Chukwu Abiyama is here. We are going to cure them of all that disease. All the illness will be cured one after the other. All the anemia that you have, because Chukwu Abiyama is here. Once you listen to Radio Biafra, you become reasonable. Very, very reasonable. If a white man calls you a monkey, you prove, you accept you are, because go and look at the behaviors of monkeys and look at yourself. It's the same thing. If monkeys are not even better. Then what you need to do is to try and prove to yourself that you're not a monkey by doing things that human beings should do. Like electricity, running water, good roads, to be civil to one another. To know how to build houses without necessarily transmitting heat all the time. Because in a country where people build houses with breeze blocks, you know how retarded they are. No air conditioning units, nothing. The brain is boiling day in, day out. Your brain is operating at over 45 degrees centigrade. All the time your brain is boiling. All the time it's boiling. You cannot think properly now. That's why we are here. And when you go back, you thank God for Radio Biafra. Thank heaven for Radio Biafra, I'm telling you, because without us, a very miserable life would even be far more miserable. I must tell you that. Bolamide Tinubu is a political leader in the zoo. They want him in America for drug-related charges. He's a drug pusher. But in the zoo, he's a political leader. In America, when you lie in office, they will impeach you. You get away from office. If you try to cover up, it's even worse for you. But in the zoo, the more you steal, the higher political office you gain. Why are they killing themselves? Because they want to go and loot and cheat and pillage. Some of you don't know why Boko Haram is doing what they are doing. You think they're just terrorists for the sake of it. Boko Haram became terrorists because of the behavior of the people in the zoo. Boko Haram today is a murderous outfit because of the political, the political class in Nigeria. They are just criminals. Just criminals. What do you expect them to do? What do you want them to do? What do you expect of them? That is why our people must be sensible. Our people must be reasonable. If you believe in what we are doing, if you believe that Chukwu Abiyama is God, then by all means, do what is necessary. By all means, do what is right. And in everything that you do, every blessed day, ensure that you acknowledge the supremacy of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, because only Him is God. We are being told today also that they said there's airstrike coming in. It's just way, way, way unbelievable. Airstrike, they are reporting, have now killed dozens of people in a Nigerian border village, according to Al Jazeera. Airstrike have now killed, not Boko Haram, no. Airstrike left Boko Haram to go and kill ordinary people. Unbelievable. Only in the Zoological Republic. And also, Boko Haram members do petty jobs to stay undercover. You know, the Alamajiri, Nena Momma, a village, Momma, and Shoemaker, and those that sell you granite and suya. And they're all Boko Haram people, waiting for you, waiting for the call to strike. But I remember some so-called Biafran soldiers who volunteered to fight for their country. You ask them to wait somewhere, they can. No, Chineke Kulino, they can never wait for 5 minutes. And have asked for all of them to be dismissed. Those who cannot obey simple instructions. Boko Haram will go and do shoe shining. Be shining your shoe for 5 years. Waiting for one singular day when the instruction will come to strike. And they strike. But your own. Oh, where is it? I want AK-49. I need a sniper rifle. There is no discipline. Why do you think Boko Haram is successful? They are successful because they understand the need. because they understand what it takes to propagate their ideology and their philosophy without retreat nor surrender. You don't know this. We lost the war because of lack of discipline. We fought a war for only 3 years. Others fight wars for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years until they get what they want. The fact that you fought a war for 3 years and abandoned that very war, that is why when you go to countries to negotiate for arms, they look at you and say people are not serious. You fought war for only 3 days, you're on your way. That is why the army we are building has to be very, very robust. This army will be the finest that man can. That is why not every, only 100, 100 people only. Not more than 100, God knows. It can never be more than, not more than 100. What are we doing with thousands of people? Our soldiers will not smoke Indian hemp. They will not be under any influence of any drug. Impossible. If you want to serve your country, you must be very conscious of your responsibilities at all times. The zoo will die this year. We'll make sure it dies this very year. CBN fixes Naira at $198 in de facto devaluation. The value of Naira is falling every blessed day. Have you ever asked yourself, why is the Naira falling? Some of you think it's a good thing because your brother is in California. They will send you $10 and you to turn into, heaven knows, $2,000 or 2,000 naira or whatever it is. You do money doubling. There is something called inflation. Each time you devalue your currency, inflation sets in. That little margin you think you're gaining, inflation goes into, will swallow everything up. If you go now because they import everything inside the zoo, they say, oh, his dollar has gone up. Dollar has gone up. Naira has fallen. Because of that, that same equipment you could have bought for 30,000 naira before now is retailing for 35,000 naira. Do you think you're gaining anything by that? The answer is no. How about pensioners on fixed income? How about those whose salary is fixed on 15,000 naira every month? It doesn't fluctuate with the dollar. What happens to them? As the naira is losing value, they are becoming poorer. Are you aware of that? But of course, some of you will not know this, will you? Because you went to school, but the implication of what we are taught in economics is lost on you. You don't even know what it means. They devalue the naira and you become poorer where you are because you don't manufacture anything. It's not like they devalue the naira so that your exporters can now export things very cheaply to outside world to make more money. The answer is no, you don't export anything. The only thing you export is crude oil and the money flowing from national treasury, as Bola Tinubu does very well. Amazing. Naira continues to fall because the zoo is coming to an end. Jonathan have now sent over 20 security personnel to protect Edwin Clark, the president himself. There is so much lawlessness in the zoo that the president himself is having to intervene in order to protect his close friends and cronies, those that his brothers in stealing, in crime. Jonathan and Buhari have failed to reckon with Igbo Nation. They failed to reckon with you because you where people are irrelevant. I'm very happy that some of you are beginning to realize how irrelevant you are. In the pecking order of things, ordinary Bini is regarded more than Igbo. Every other so-called tribal group, or I will say linguistic group, because Igbo is a language. Every other linguistic gathering is regarded more than Igbo people. Why is that? I am always interested in why, how, when. I ask questions. Why is it that the Igbo stock has fallen so much that nobody gives a damn about Igbo people? Because you sold yourself very cheap. Igbo people are so cheap. That is why. Ahuo 20,000 naira bu na balaga. Somebody left Biafra to become a Nigeria police informant because of 50,000 naira. 50,000 naira. They became an informant to Nigerian police. Selling our secret to Nigerian police for 50,000 naira. You don't have discipline. When you find somebody coming to save you, the only thing you think about is, oh, Somebody, you are drowning. Somebody came to offer you a stick to hold on to come out. Typically, the one is thinking, if he saves me now, how much money is he going to make by saving my life? Are you telling me that such a people deserve to survive? You are coming to somebody who is drowning. Why do you want to save me? If you save me now, you make money from saving me. That is why you people are now irrelevant. Anyway, when you have a group like Ohanaeze and Diatron and Diochi, what do you expect? Nobody gives a damn about you. And at last, this particular chairman of Ohanaeze and Igbo Elders Advisory Council have come to that very painful realization that Igbo is nothing. You go and buy a 9-year-old 10th hand Mercedes Benz Kaisene Patagego. You are a very poor soul. Very, very wretched. Think about the person that bought that very vehicle when it was brand new. Then you know how poor you are. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work. Is Islamic State shaping Boko Haram media? Of course they are. Boko Haram is coming from Islamic State. They are all friends and family. And oh God, how the British love them. There are some white people that love what Boko Haram and ISIS are doing, because at least they're keeping the population of the mongrels down, the infidels, the useless idiots, those of them who are monkeys and baboons. Our populations are falling everywhere, so they're very happy. You don't know that before, do you? So as long as Boko Haram is performing and ISIS as well, there's no need to manufacture new viruses to kill people. There's no need to bring out new Ebola or new HIV strain to kill people, no, or new bird flu strain. No, there's no need now, because they're doing it already. In a very brutal and spectacular manner. We continue. Senate have now altered the constitution and have removed the power to assent bills from the president. This is a very major news. I don't know why. It's because of the anger I felt when I saw Tinubu's news. When that news broke earlier today, I was incandescent with rage. I was so upset. It reminded me of everything that is wrong with black people accepting hoodlums and criminals into high political offices. But this particular news, some of you, as I said before, if you listen to Radio Biafra, you are blessed, honestly speaking. because I can't imagine where else you will get this level of analysis and explanation. The Senate of the Zoo have now altered the constitution, removing the power to assent bills from president. I don't know if some of you know what this means in practical terms. It means that Jonathan is no longer an executive president. Jonathan has no powers anymore. I don't think people understand what this means. And I'm not even sure that even the monkeys and the baboons in the Senate doing all this, I'm not even sure they understand the implications of what they don't even know what they're doing. Please, for goodness sake, black people, don't continue to make yourselves the laughingstock of the civilized world. Your astonishing stupidity, your astonishing hopelessness and lack of understanding and capability to reason is phenomenal. Do you know that the senators don't understand the meaning of a presidential system of government? They don't know why the president needs to assent the bill. There is a very simple logic there. And I'm telling the senators, and of course they're listening this evening, they don't know the meaning of it. If they realize the meaning of the president assenting to a bill before it becomes law, they will understand. So it means that they don't even know the meaning of democracy. There is a simple saying in life that two heads will always be better than one. The reason why you have presidential assent to every bill is something that is called checks and balances. What I'm telling you now, I learned at class 3 in Government College Omoy. Class 3. You run a system of government where you have the executive headed by the president, where you have the legislature as represented by the House of Reps and Senate, and then you have the judiciary. Three of them must have their powers checked by one another. That is why there is a ruling that the judges can deliver at the Supreme Court that will necessitate the altering of the Constitution. The reason why the president must assent to every bill is because the president is the one responsible for the running of the government. You need his consent. And the president also cannot have laws passed unless he wins the consent of the Senate. I hope the monkeys are listening. I learned this thing at class 3, Government College of Omaha. Class 3, only class 3, not university. It's called checks and balances of government in a system where you have separation of powers operating. If you remove the power of assent, which you have done from the president, it means Jonathan is a lame duck president. He cannot do anything anymore. They can decide to do anything. They can decide to create another. In fact, basically, Jonathan is, the zoo is like a ship that has no compass, no rudder to control it. And these are the people, I told you, these, when you vote in baboons, when you vote in idiots into power, or allow them to lead themselves into power, this is what you get. Even the baboons, they don't know the meaning of what they have done. They don't understand what they have done. Even here in England, Queen Elizabeth II, Her Majesty, nobody votes for her, but the House of Parliament, the MPs or the House of Lords, after MPs must have finished, I am now educating the zoo. After the MPs, the members of the House of Commons must have finished deliberating, it passes on to the House of Lords. They finish. Her Britannic Majesty must assent to that very bill before it becomes law. Anywhere in, I have never seen anywhere in the history of humanity where the Senate comes up, makes laws, and it becomes law without anybody assenting to it. I have never seen such rubbish in my life. If there is, please educate me and enlighten me. Only in the zoo called Nigeria do you see how, when I call these people animals, that I know what I'm talking about. Is it very clear to you now? I want you to, in France, the president will have to assent to the bill. In Spain, the king of Spain will have to assent. Everywhere in this world, the head of state must assent to any bill. Everywhere in America, Obama does it. Everywhere. Hey, Chineke Kwelihojo. They are doing all of these things because of oil block coming up for renewal. That is all. Oil. Everything they do is because of oil. Do you see how daft they are? Do you see how stupid they are? I told you they are monkeys and you never believed me. Oh, stop insulting us. We are Nigerians. Don't insult us. Have you seen how foolish you are? Even under Rome, even during Roman times, the emperor or the head of the army of Rome, somebody somewhere must assent to one particular bill before it becomes law. But in the zoo, very characteristic of Africans who cannot reason properly like human beings, you have removed that power from the only authority capable of doing so. Now, who checks the powers of the Senate then? I'm waiting. Do you know why the president can reject a bill sometimes? When he has looked at the political permutation and feels that a bill is not in the interest of the country, he will send it back and say, I'm not assenting to it. Go and amend it. Are you sure they know the meaning of amendment, what it means? Oh, no, I don't think so. No, they don't. Now you see why you need Radio Biafra, don't you? And do you now see the need for you to support Radio Biafra? Because without Radio Biafra, our people in the villages will not know what we're talking about. That the zoo have somehow unilaterally decided to remove the Senate, to remove the House of Assembly from that triangulation of responsibility and checkmating to avoid abuse of power and office. That is the meaning of democracy, where you have the president, those that legislate, and those who interpret the laws. Hey, kakwa nyam gruna class 3. Class 3! They are, oh God. I hate Nigeria with a passion. I hate the zoo. The INEC is it international? No. Independent, it is. National Electoral Commission. I'm like Buhari. Buhari doesn't know the meaning of INEC. And if Buhari doesn't know, why should I know? Buhari doesn't know the... I don't know if you've seen the... I posted it on Radio Biafra London, of course, the largest Facebook group anywhere on this planet. The bumbling Buhari, he doesn't know the meaning of INEC. So why should I? He's the one running for office, not me. He should know it. but he doesn't. We continue. The chairman of INEC is Atahiru Jega. He has now told senators he cannot guarantee elections will hold on March 28th. I said, people are afraid. I am not afraid. Radio Biafra can never be afraid of anybody. There will be no election in Nigeria in 2015. If they hold elections, people will die. The zoo will collapse. Thousands of you will die. Your parents will die. Your mothers will die. Your fathers will die. Go and mark it somewhere. Say, I told you so. If there is any attempt to hold elections, your parents will die. Better go and save up money to bury them. Save up money to go. Some of you, you love burial anyway. Be prepared. Just go and pray that they have formed some sort of deal and say, oh, we have government of national unity. If not that, prepare for burial. I can assure you now. And don't come back then and say, who told me? Because I told you before, Chukwuebem is here. What do you think? The brazen looting of Lagos Treasury since 1999 by one Sani Tinubu. The brazen... Do you know what is looting? It's like going into the kitchen when your wife is not around and helping yourself to everything she has cooked. Looting is... You know this English word, looting. How do I describe it now? People understand this. What is looting? There is no way to explain it. It's called looting. When you go and you steal everything. When you're shikable, you go and you carry the box of the village meeting. Imagine you are in an association village. Somebody will just go into where the money is kept. After people must have finished putting money together to run a project, you go there and carry the whole thing. Looting, that's what it's called. You steal and don't leave anything behind. That's why it's called looting. You steal, you don't leave anything behind. That has been happening in Lagos since 1999. Very soon we'll see who is behind it. APC, national leadership. If you have a Yoruba friend or whatever, Yoruba journalist, ask them, why don't people write about Tinubu? Our tweet is gone. Next week we'll ask Yoruba people. Why don't you people ever complain about the rogues and the thieves from Yoruba land? Always focusing on other people. Why is it that Yoruba, they are cowards? They lost a sizable chunk of their territory to Hausa Fulani. And on top of that, they are thieves. Do you see how God punishes criminals? There are parts of Yoruba land under Hausa control. Only one people. Under bondage. They don't know they are. And you will go on Sunday and near. I'm going to redeem. I'm going to sit a fountain on fire. I'm going to win us. You people are daft. Some of you should be shot dead. As you're going to kneel before a Yoruba pastor, you'll be shot dead because you are more than foolish. More than foolish, you are. All of you. They have their pride. Look at Tinubu with them stealing. Bloody clash between APC and PDP, yet they are talking about elections. They are killing themselves as always. That is what we expect them to do, of course. Baboons and monkeys in the zoo. Nigeria's oil theft, UK joins global fight against corruption. I don't believe it. Britain can never join any global fight against corruption because they are the ones that corrupted Nigeria in the first place. Britain created the zoo called Nigeria as an experimental ground for corruption, corrupt practices. They are very lucky I'm not a lawyer. If I'm a lawyer, none of my clients will go to prison in the UK. Because if I take you to court, you say you have done one fraud or the other, which is what Nigerians do anyway. If I go to court, I will plead, Your Honor, this person was born a decent human being. The fact is a Nigerian is why he's a thief. The judge will say, oh, but why? I say, because you people taught us how to steal and cheat. Here are the evidence. Because reason prevails in England, they will dismiss the case. I will say, I can prove to any judge in England that these people were good people before you guys came. As you came, starting from 1945, you started to manipulate, you started to teach us how to steal, how to rig election, how to manipulate census figures. Everything you taught us how to do is documented now, British. Today they want to fight against corruption. But he didn't fight against Amadou. Buhari's money is in your country here. Buhari's money is here. You're not fighting against it, yes? You're fighting against oil theft. But of course, some of you will buy into it because you're black now. I mean, in this COG, you don't reason very well. So you will accept it. That is why you're a black person. You are daft. That is why you accept everything that comes your way. You don't ask questions, do you? No, you don't. Britain doesn't love you. This is Radio Biafra. APC leader Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the criminal, he is still a suspect in the U.S. Despite his failing health and political reputation in the zoo as the national leader of the APC, former Lagos State Governor Bola Ahmed Tinubu is still being monitored, questioned, and interrogated frequently upon arrival in the USA over drug crimes committed in that country. Tinubu was indicted for cocaine, heroin, and gun crimes and forfeited $460,000 in the early 1990s. Cocaine, heroin, guns, and other paraphernalia used in running the drug business were all recovered from the Tinubu-led drug cartel in Chicago in the early 1993. He is still a suspect, and the case against him is not yet closed. It can be reopened anytime, even though he has forfeited proceeds from the crime, a U.S. security source said. Even if today Tinubu decides to visit the United States again, he will be questioned. His crime is not one that can be swept under the carpet just like that. And he's a national leader. He forfeited profits he made from cocaine, heroin, and guns, totaling $460,000. Today, he's a national leader. And of course, he's qualified. This is the only way you can qualify to be a political leader in the zoo. After all, Joseph Carlo, what did he do? Do you know what he does? The answer is no. He's a political leader. Ochendo Global, the agro that is in charge of Abia State. A wretched fool. Was he a millionaire before he became a governor? The answer is no. Name them now. Is it Okorocha that went to some of you? Is Okorocha we know? Yes. He built a 4-kilometer road. Yes. But do you know he went to Islamic Bank to go and borrow that money? That Imo State will keep paying Islamic Bank from now till forever. Are you aware of that? No, you don't know. Do you? Of course you wouldn't know. He won't use OG in the village. What do you know? Okorocha took money from Islamic Bank to be roundabout for you. Do you think the money is free? You will pay back, or all of you will be converted very soon. What do you know? What do you know? I ask. What do you know? Airstrike kills dozens in the zoo border village. About 30 mourners have been killed at a funeral ceremony when an unidentified plane bombarded a village. That goes to show that the CIA is now around the zoo. The CIA has come because they specialize in killing people who are mourning. They don't know, they cannot differentiate or distinguish any. Where two or three are gathered, they bomb the place with their drone. They have arrived, and I believe it. About 30 mourners have been killed at a funeral ceremony when an unidentified plane bombarded a village in the northern, in the Nigerian Borno state near the border with Niger. Borno State is in the zoo called Nigeria. Two military officials in the town of Boso in Niger, where soldiers from Chad and Niger are massed in preparation for operations against Boko Haram, said the incident occurred in a village across the border in the Abadam area. We don't know whose plane it was. Of course, it'd be the Americans. They have arrived. Sometimes they kill only civilians. We understand that the victims are residents who were gathered at the ceremony, but who we are mistaken for terrorists. And that's what Americans do. If you're two or three, if you're gathered together, they'll just bomb the hell out of you. Two local officials told the AFP news agency that we are 31 or 32 people dead and 20 wounded. After all, they want your population to go down. So, you know, whoever dies, it doesn't really matter. If it's Boko Haram, okay. If it's a civilian, fine as well. As long as all your populations are going down, that's what matters to them. They can never check when it comes to other people. They never cross-check or cross-reference any intelligence. Whenever they see, large crowd of people, they just unleash bomb. That is why Iraq is hell today. We must continue. They have bombed that very place. Nobody knows. Or it could be a zoo pilot. You know, their soldiers cannot fire a gun. Who knows if their pilots can even identify who a target is, or a hostile target, or hostile formation is on the ground. Who knows? The coordinating spokesman of the National Information Center, Mr. Michael Mary, has advised monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians to be more vigilant as some members of the terrorist group engage in menial jobs in order to ward off security operatives. Mr. Mary explained that the military onslaught against the members of Boko Haram terrorist group in the northeast had forced members of the group to take up menial jobs. Addressing a weekly news conference at the center in Abuja on Wednesday, Mr. Mary announced the recapture of more towns in the northeast by the zoo troops supported by the regional multinational force. Nigeria can never win any war without somebody supporting them. Some of you didn't quite know that during the dying days of the war with Biafra, that OAU sent troops to come and fight Biafra. Are you aware of that? Some of you do not know. Now, people must understand why I'm hostile to OAU or AU, whatever rubbish name you give to it. OAU then came to fight against Biafra to preserve what a white man created. The same white man they claim they are fighting against. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Nigeria was created by white people, the British. OAU claim they stand for black dignity, they stand for black rights to promote black people. Biafra was there trying to undo the damage the white man did. OAU sent troops into Biafra to come and fight Biafrans, to kill us, in order to preserve something that a white man created. That's why I tell you, I'm interested in the brain of a black man, honestly speaking. I just want to cut it out and see the part that is responsible for stupidity. I'm telling you the truth. The zoo, Nigeria, they have never gone into any war in their lives, and they want it on their own. Always help from people, with the help of the multinational tax force. So all the 38 billion you budgeted for the past 4 years in defense, where is it? No, sorry. Part of it is now going to pay white South Africans $1 million every blessed month in order to fight Boko Haram. White people. Ay, God. And Allah, Mazo, and this Yogi, God forbid. I must continue. After the Central Bank of the Zoo announced on Wednesday that it has scrapped its bi-weekly currency auctions, a market body said it will sell dollars only at 198 naira, a move that amounts to a de facto devaluation of the currency of the, they say it's Africa's biggest economy. And where is this economy? Is it at Onigbombo in Lagos? Where is it? Is it people selling pure water? I don't know how you can have the largest economy by selling pure water. Largest economy, my food. If Nigeria is the largest economy in Africa, then Africa is even more hopeless. It's even more useless than previously imagined. That continent, the more I talk about it, the more it makes me sick. Any outstanding dollar demand at the end of each trading day will be met by the central bank at 198, according to the vice chairman of FMDQ, Chairman Jubril Aku. When it comes to managing money, they are there. But can Awosa be scientist? The answer is no. Awosa is interested in below the change, how to take dollar and change. Some of you don't know that any dollar you bring into the zoo that is, you know, how can I put it? That is not before 2006, the banks will not take it. The banks will not take it. That country is backward, honestly speaking. Jonathan sends over 20 security personnel to protect Edwin Clark, President. Good Lord, Jonathan has allegedly ordered more than 20 armed security agents to protect his political godfather, Mr. Edwin Clark. It has been gathered that this personnel includes soldiers, even as the zoo is struggling to get more personnel in the fight against Boko Haram. As Sahara reporters, the Yoruba media outfit in New York are reporting. Can somebody ask Sahara reporters, why are you not talking about Bola Ahmed Tinubu and all the stolen money? Because he's a Yoruba man. But you are all one Nigerians, isn't it? When it comes to stealing money, we are all one Nigerians. When it comes to questioning the truth, you go very tribal. Crazy people. Jonathan, Buhari have failed to reckon with Igbo nation. The chairman of Ohanaeze Ndigbo Elders Advisory Committee, whatever that means, and First Republic Minister Chief Mbasuleke Amaechi has directed Igbo electorate to vote according to their individual choice because Ndigbo have no preferred presidential candidate for the March 28, 2015 general elections. And we are saying to Ohanaeze Ndigbo, not only elders, but a juvenile advisory committee. There will be no election in Igbo land. I don't know if you understand that. There will be no election in Igbo land. For your information, people, to do they have conscience? Do Igbo people have collective conscience to start with? As well. An Islamic State shape is Islamic State, BBC is asking, in Africa, shaping Boko Haram media. No, we're not interested in that rubbish, BBC. Very hypocritical. Very, very hypocritical. I have never seen a more hypocritical news organization like the BBC. Very, very awful. Very, very. Satan will be proud of the work they have been doing so far. Senate alters constitution, removes power to assent bills from the president. Members of the Nigerian Senate on Wednesday overwhelmingly voted to approve amendments to the 1999 Constitution following the submission of the Constitutional Alteration Bill by the State House of Assembly. Deputy President of the Senate, Chief Ike Ekweremadu, who chaired the Senate Committee on Constitutional Amendment, moved a motion for the passage of the bill. He affirmed that the exercise concurred with the Section 9 of the Nigerian Constitution, drawn up by one man, Abdul Salami Abubakar. All of them, they are jumping up and down. They know very well the easiest thing they could have done so far was to go and amend the constitution and get the people to vote for it on a new one. They did not go to the constitution to change the fact that Abdul Salami Abubakar wrote it and then said, "We Nigerians." They went for the one that will guarantee their crude oil. It's oil that matters to everybody. Oil. Let us remove the power from the president too, because should he remain there by next year when our oil blocks are expiring? So why don't we remove the power of accent and then drop a bill saying that everybody owning oil well should continue to enjoy the loot? That is all. The flaw in the constitution that says that we Nigerians, which is not the case, they have not addressed it, is to take away power from the president, which is the most critical instrument for the effective checkmating of the excesses and abuse of power by the legislature. They have removed it. But some of you won't understand because you're black people. I don't expect you to. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We have to continue. The federal government of the Zoo and the Federal Capital Territory increased their total debt stock to 11.24 trillion as at December 2014, compared to 10.04 trillion in December. Everybody's owing. Following massive borrowing, both from the domestic market and international agencies, the Debt Management Office have just revealed. Do you understand what is happening? For them to pay teachers and nurses, they have to go and borrow money abroad from Islamic Bank in case of Imo State. All of them combined, they are owing a total of, in fact, every year, let's put it this way, every year they borrow something like 11, 12 trillion every year. I don't know why this, I can't understand. Are they human beings? Who are these people? Who created, what type of creature made these things that call themselves ministers and leaders and Nigerian political, I don't know what they call themselves. Who are they? You go to borrow money from outside to pay teachers and nurses. So what happens if those banks say no, they won't loan you money anymore? Then what happens? And all these things are secured on future oil from Biafra land. Somebody from Katsina will go and borrow money from Islamic Bank and secure it on oil from Biafra land to guarantee future payment. Okay. And all I have to do is to preach this very gospel. It is your responsibility to absorb it and to do something with it. Do you want us to continue living in a country like this? Do you think there will be anything good to come out of this very useless contraption that the British created? What good do you think can come out of it? No, just tell me. What good can come out of it? Anyway, the chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, Atahiru Jega, has told Nigerian federal lawmakers he could not guarantee the 2015 general elections will hold on rescheduled dates in March and April. Atahiru Jega, if you call for any elections, your people will die. If you're lucky, you can jump into your private jet and run away. But all the baboons clamoring for you to call election, they will perish. You can see America now, once they're involved, anywhere two or three people are gathered, they throw bomb there to kill all of them. There is a very wicked and devilish agenda by some people in the Western world to deplete the population of Africa. If you call this election anytime this year, men will die. And those of them wishing African populations to reduce by all means would have won. This is for people who don't reason. Some of you went to university, you went on strike for 3 years, you came back the fourth year, you wrote your thesis, you bribed or you slept with your lecturer and you passed. You don't have the brain to understand what we're talking about here. This is for adults, for mature people. If you call elections under this very climate, people will die. Jonathan, you can run away with your wife, but you have families in Bayelsa. They will die. Anybody hopeless enough, either pandering to Western media pressure to call elections, those wishing us death, must understand that the implications and the bloodbath that will follow will be too disastrous to even begin to contemplate. Understand that very, very well before you go out to make any haste. I like what he's saying. If you attempt to hold elections, you, with open eyes, you will see people dying. You will see human beings falling and dying. Be prepared to bury them. Mad people. There can be no elections, of course. Is it now that we started saying it? Even before it became fashionable, there will be no election. That is where we stand, and that is where we stand forever and ever. If you like, you believe. If you like, you don't believe. That is your business. Benin Kingdom at war over Jonathan and Buhari. Who to vote for? Where is the money? That's where people want to go to. The Esoban of Benin Kingdom Chief David Edebiri has come under severe criticism over a statement that the Benins will not vote President Goodluck Jonathan in come the 28th of March 2015, but will vote en masse for the candidate of APC, General Muhammadu Buhari. They have given this one money. These are old men, 92, 93, 94. Those about to die. About to die. What that, as somebody said this morning, I was listening to Radio Biafra this morning, ably handled by UCHM for my deputy and also all the contributors to that very program. I heard somebody saying this very morning that they are old people. How old is David Cameron? I believe I'm older than him. How old is Obama? How old is even Putin? These are vibrant young people. Look at all the people commenting inside the zoo. Look at them. Oh my God. If at your age you have something to contribute, were you not the same person who is also responsible for lack of electricity? No good roads. The same people have been in charge from day one. Leaders of tomorrow, my foot. The brazen looting of Lagos Treasury. In retrospect, it might be difficult to come to terms with the fact that whenever someone in Lagos begins to wonder where their fourth mainland bridge went, or what was the fate of the pipe-borne water project, or even where the schools and hospitals had vanished to, there is a silence that contains it all. The largest landlord in Lagos has done as he has pleased, and the rest of the state just has to deal with it. To start with, number four, Oyikan Abayomi, formerly Queens Drive, Ikoyi. Listen. This is a lesson for all the other people. This place was called Queen's Drive before. They have changed the name to a Yoruba name, Oyikan Abayomi. But we have places answering foreign names in Biafra land. And they are still there. But Yoruba is at least changing theirs. And I give them credit for that. It's a 5-bedroom detached house on 1 acre of land, which was originally the Lagos State Governor's guest house since 1973. Now it belongs to a former governor of the state, Ashiwaji Bola Ahmed Tinubu. The certificate of occupancy of the property, valued at 450 million naira, was signed and released to him by his successor, Governor Babatunde Raji Fashola, in 2007, shortly after he assumed office. Why wouldn't Yoruba media carry this? Even the properties belonging to the masses of Lagos has been stolen by this same kleptomaniac, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. But is anybody asking questions? The answer is no. He's a leader. Let's hail him. After all, Omar Aburo is supporting him. Vagabonds in Lagos are supporting him. Very sad indeed. PDP chieftain found with 500 PVCs in Benin. There was a bloody clash between APC and PDP in Edo State on Tuesday following the discovery of 500 permanent voter cards at the residence of a chieftain of PDP. They go and they buy cards from INEC. They keep it. Come election day, they will thumbprint and stuff ballot boxes. Are these human beings? I say no to that. They're animals. You can never have an election in the zoo this year. If you try that, men will die. Sometimes I want you people to defy what we are saying. Go ahead and do it. Go for election on the 28th. And then you will hear the news on the 29th, 30th, and then onwards. In fact, it will even help our case. Call election so that the place can sink and drown in their own blood. Ignorant people. There was a bloody clash again between APC and PDP. It happens every blessed day. Every blessed day. Every blessed day. This trouble happened when this politician was trying to use another person's ATM card to make withdrawal at one of the banks. And he was arrested by security operatives and handed over to the police. The police took him to his house to search the place. And when they got there, 500 voter cards were found in his room. He's a politician and also a petty thief. At least he's learning. One day he will be as good as Bola Ahmed Tinubu and become a world-class rogue, a thief. That Yoruba's claim objectivity in news coverage. Why is it that Yoruba media, they are not covering Ahmed Tinubu and all his stolen money? Because he writes off their debt. That is why of Biafra Oil. Hope on the oil sector transparency in the zoo has heightened as the United Kingdom application to join a voluntary global initiative aimed at fighting corruption in the oil, gas and mining sectors has been approved. That is nonsense. Britain introduced forgery, corruption, criminality and looting into Nigeria. Britain created Nigeria. Britain is responsible for all the crimes being committed in the zoo. If Britain is serious, why did they not release all the money stolen by Omar Odigo? Why do Britain allow corrupt ex-dictators to steal bank in some of their choicest and most lucrative, I wouldn't say lucrative, one of their most prestigious banks over here? Why is Bola Ahmed Tinubu's money in Britain? Are you telling me Britain doesn't know? They say they have the spy camera to know everything that is happening in your house. Don't they know when Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, siphoned off all the money in CBN and dumped it in Niger Republic? Is Britain telling me that when Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi was the CBN governor, did Boko Haram money not go through CBN for money laundering? Why didn't Britain stop it? They should go and sit down and stop being hypocritical. That concludes our news this very evening, the evening of the 18th. The evening of the 18th of February in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is 29, approaching exactly 8:30 p.m. in the evening, and our lines are open. I believe, I expect the very eminent barrister to come back to me very shortly to offer his views and his opinions on the news we are presenting this evening. Before we proceed very gingerly to go and open our lines for the rest of the public, but in the absence of that, we can now very safely and confidently declare our lines open. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We must welcome you. We must welcome you. Our lines are open. Let me go to the barrister first, please. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, good evening once again, and thank you for the news.
Thank you.
You know, you don't read news. You explain news.
Of course.
You explain it to even the most daffest person on earth will know, even without any further analysis. This is a place where, if you want to learn, it will be good for you. If you want to be stupid, we will drive that stupidness away from you.
Of course.
Because here, light is the day. Talk about Yoruba media. Director, we've said this many times. Yorubas are hostile to the Easterners, especially to the Igbos. Yorubas will protect their own people. They will never say anything evil, bad, of their own people. but they are prepared to sneakily speak against our people. They will stop at nothing until our people suffer at the end of their own particular views. We know all this. And I tell you this, Director, every day I thank you, Kwa Biama, that Radio Biafra is here to report not only what Yoruba media tell us, but also Western media, because all of them are the same. They have the same agenda. My PA told me yesterday that the reason the zoo was created is for sensible and clever people to come to the zoo and take and loot and go away, because they will never face any prosecution. Director, are you with me?
Yes, Barrister, go ahead.
Okay, I'm being distracted by some knocking at the door. Anyway, we have to go on according to Director. The reality is this. When Biafrans realize that we are never friendly with the Yoruba media, with their purporting side of Christianity, because they have to feed their pastors, that takes money to them, that engineers our people to always make contribution. They have to sow seed, they have to do this, they have to do this. Our people are not yet into the facts that Yorubas are deliberately milking them. The thought or the belief they are worshipping Jesus. All that is being shown to them is nothing but fraud. That is what their media is doing. And here, on Radio Biafra, we have to tell them that they should desist going into Yoruba churches, because they will never learn anything. Ask any of them who have been going to Yoruba churches. What do you learn? What have you learned? Is it moral? Or is it ordinary good behavior? No. What they are learning is that they must sow seed. Even some of them, they find them job, they will sign an agreement that every month you have to deliver 90%, if not 95% of what you're earning. The person they are contributing has a helicopter, lives in a good house, and the person contributing this money is walking down to the church every day. Their children hardly have enough food to eat. We are here to uncover all this mysterious fraud that our people face every day. Boko Haram on one side are killing us. Physically, they are killing Biafrans with guns. Yorubas are gradually milking us via the name of Jesus. And our people are falling prey to all this. They will never mention Tinubu. They know him. Even when you mention Obasanjo, they will say to you, no. Let's not talk about him now. It's not what we are talking about. Obasanjo, that baboon, tore a PDP card publicly. Imagine that Obasanjo is an Igbo man. What Yoruba media will do?
But they will sing song, Director. They will bury him alive. Yoruba media
they will sing song. I've never seen such people. I don't know why we are mad. Anyway, it's the fault of British people. Hypocritical people. They want Africans to die so that they'll come in and rename that place or Ireland. Look, you know, the white Caucasians, they have no shame. They are prepared. Look at South Africa. They came into where what does not belong to them, and they own that place. Look at New Zealand. When you talk about rugby, you see the face of white people. Look at South Africa. Whenever you talk about any sports, you see the face of white people. But all these places are black African people. So the same face that has been with our people is the same they are trying to do in that zoo. But Biafrans, we will not let them. Because if Ojukwu knew what these people were up to, that law, that particular war, 67-70, would have evaded us. But because Ojukwu did not have enough information, he knows the British, he challenged them, And that's why they put him to his demise. It's not, but he didn't have enough information to gather friends, just like Radio Biafra have done. Otupu didn't have this amount of people surrounding him. We have friends worldwide, those who are supporting us and those who believe that Biafra must stand. Had it been that Otupu had this particular forum we have today, it would have been a different ball game. However, we are soldiering on. But Director, no stone should be left unturned. All those Igbo people who prefer to get some few naira, dollars or pounds, and therefore overlooking their own people who are suffering the misery, they will regret at the end, because we will never look away from all these atrocities. The Yorubas are against us. The Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are against us. And then they came inside us to divide us even further. Director, I will tell you this. You will tell me that the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are clever. They are not. They are being supported by the British people. Even up to now, we talk.
Yes, I know. But why is it that we couldn't bring ourselves in a position where the master is supporting us? Why is it that the master is supporting them, and we have been left to be controlled more or less
in the
by
abyss,
cattle herders?
Yes, Director, you see, for somebody to love you, they have to make sure they know more than you. The Igbos know more than the British. The Hausas are mumu. They will see Oyibo, they lie down on the floor. Yorubas do the same. They see Oyibo man, they lie down on the floor. These are the kind of things they like. That's one theme they have been showing since last year, how Benin Kingdom fought the British. When this guy challenged a British man, you cannot come into my land, frustrate me, steal and loot, and now you want me to serve you. You see, the white man doesn't like that. A white man wants you to answer him, sir, which is what the Yorubas and the Hausas do effectively. A Biafra man or an Igbo man, Director, remember in the States, few of our people were meant to serve the white people. They said instead of them to become a slave, all of them flew into a river and drowned. Why is it? Because of the way we are. We don't bend for anybody. And as a result of this, the white people hated us. They still hate us as we talk. So Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, and the Yorubas, they love them. Ranka Dede, don't forget. When they see them, they lie down on the floor, and this one says, don't worry, these are the ones we can easily manipulate. Therefore, let's give them everything. Remember when they came to Biafra land, what they suffered? Our women resisted. You put a tax on women. They said no. That was the first information given to a white man. They said we cannot deal with these people. If their women are like this, what about their men? And that's why we suffered what we suffer up to today, Director. Our people say, the Biafrans are not ready to bend for anybody. And that is why we are suffering what we are suffering. But we are who we are, and that's the way we will remain, according to Bob Marley. We are who we are, Director. I cannot become a Yoruba man. When you see a Yoruba man, you will know. When you see a Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, you know. Because we are out of the same makeup. We are genetically different. But a white man, the British people, deliberately did what they... Now, look at, when you come to the Zoo Constitution, where are the Igbos? It wasn't you reading the news that we are irrelevant. Why are you marginalized? Because they know that if you have any head, you will not allow the British to keep taking oil.
And I'll give you an example. They hated him because he was intelligent. Now, I'll give you another example. Do you know that Ghanaians are now protesting? Are you aware of that in Accra?
Yes.
Ghanaians are protesting. Why? Because an Awosa man is in charge. An Awosa man, for the very first time, there is no longer power in Accra. No more electricity. And I wonder why people can never ever learn. Awosa Fulani was designed to handle cattle. Ichinama. That is their job. Their job is not to provide infrastructural amenities. They don't understand how to. Their job is to move cattle from place to place for cattle to feed so they can drink the blood and the milk. That is their job. Once you place an Awosa man in charge of any society, you have signed your own death warrant. That is what is go to Ghana now. There is no electricity, and they are protesting. Can the monkeys and the baboons in the zoo come out to protest lack of power? They will say no. Give their head 5,000 to go and buy generator, and the idiot will go and sleep. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Director, you see, you've made it substantively. You've made it. Which country do you think that billions should be missing and no probe? Only in the zoo, because a white man has his stake. Everybody, just like I said, my PA told me, that particular zoo was made so that those who are clever will come and stick. Director, when you are told how this oil is being taken away, you weep. Why? Because an Igbo man. Now, check, from beginning, the Igbo man, the Biafrans, are never in any position in that zoo. Why? Being engineered by the British. Because if you are there, you never show your mahia mahedila lola there. That's the words of Totis. If you know what I know, you will not marry my daughter. It's not me saying it. This is an old proverb. The British, knowing who we are, I've said this before. 10 people go to Igbo people go to for visa in the zoo. Only one will get visa. 10 Europeans go for a visa. 8 will get. 10 Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram go for visa to come to this country. They ask them to bring more 20. They love them because those ones are very subservient. They are very, how do I put it? They worship them. But our people, we are not prepared. You see, Director, the reason why we are unique, and God forbid us to change, we believe in live and let live. Don't cheat me, and I will never cheat you. Director, you know the rest. So, this is the components of Biafran people. We are not subservient to anybody. As a result, we are hated. Now, look at what is happening in our land. Oil is being fetched from every Biafran village. Now, where is the development going to? To Abuja, to Ibadan, to Lagos. I was hearing them on bloody ventilators saying that Lagos is the most prosperous, the most blah, blah, blah city in the zoo.
Is the dirtiest, the most, the filthiest, the stinkiest. Anyway. Go and encounter a traffic jam and then you will know. They are daft people.
My wealth and your wealth is being used in the north, in Yoruba land. What about those who are producing this? You can see the sheer hypocrisy. Sometimes you say, no, we should stop blaming the British, or we should stop blaming the white people. Director, I disagree. Something has to stand something, as I always quote in law, sine qua non. Without this wouldn't have happened. Without Adam and Eve eating the apple, as we are told by the Bible, there wouldn't have been a problem we have today. But that's by the way, without white people asking Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, who didn't even want to join with us in the first place? Araba. They told them, please just forget the Araba rubbish. We'll make you a lord. Director, I don't want to laugh, I tell you. Yes, the British told them, forget that Araba rubbish. I will make you headman over these people. Because we know how resilient we are. They know how intellectual, educated. Director, we are very dexterous. The Biafrans. We use our hands to do things. Look at our own girl using urine to propel electricity. Where else has this been done? As you always recant. Would Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani people go into science? No. All they are into is forgery. When somebody says something, they go and claim it. When somebody is into any position, they go and claim it. But we remain who we are, and I thank you, Biama. Biafrans will not change, and none of you should ever change. Sometimes they say we are stubborn, but the only thing I don't like our people, Director, is we are so divided that bribery became part of us. And this is what we should be shouting on this Radio Biafra until we remove all those wicked acts in our people, because Biafra has to come back to Biafra, and our consciences, we have to come back again. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Barrister. And this is Radio Biafra. I have people waiting on the line, one on Skype, one on the phone. The one on the phone came before the one on the Skype, therefore I must defer to him. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, one more time, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you very well. For the last time, can I have your name and where you are and turn the system down?
Oh, my name is David. I'm calling from Malaysia.
David. And what is your surname, please? Yeah, what is your surname? What is your father's name?
My surname, my father's name is Onumebu. I'm from Imo State.
Thank you. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. I can hear myself. Turn your system down.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy to hear you speaking very nicely. My brother has been listening to this Radio Biafra, and today I said I must listen to it, and I want to know why Nigeria is the way it is right now. So I'm so happy to hear you, somebody that can stand for Nigeria. I'm so happy. I'm very, very happy.
You stand for Biafra. No, I hate Nigeria. You mean stand for Biafra?
I stand for Biafra. I stand for Biafra.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The ones on Skype, remain where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? They're not saying anything. So we are going over to the caller on Skype who has been waiting very, very patiently all this while. And now we have gone to him. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
And also, good evening to you.
And good evening, the people of Biafra worldwide. My name is Kagoziri Egu from Amoho Molemi Switch in Biafra land.
Iswochi, I love that very place. Is it near Umunnuchi? Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah. That is Umunnuchi.
I love that name so much, Umunnuchi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, and I am the PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra here in Netherlands.
Yes.
And I call him from Groningen.
From Groningen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Director. Director is a fact for me. It used to be a miracle and happy for me to hear your voice every day.
Thank you.
He makes me to wake up in the sleep. He gives me joy. He gives me morale for anything I do. But I don't have too much thing to say that. Jidakiji.
Thank you.
I want to inform my fellow Biafrans here in Holland for our coming meeting on Saturday, 21 of February. For those who usually come to continue and other those who refuse to come, please to come out. You can listen to this news all day. You will know that there's nowhere we can go except Biafra. I have spoke so many of you on the street, and some say to me, yeah, we hear, and some say we don't hear. But I believe some of you are listening news tonight. Please, and please, this is the second time I put this word to you, please. That's time we come, and we will listen about please anymore. All I'm saying, please, come meeting on 21st, being Saturday, in Amsterdam. And not only but to listen to this news and sit in the home. If you cannot come, I hear that you say some days ago, one of the global brother here in Holland that ring you when he's in the home. If some of them who are listening to the news and can come to meeting, if they can't do that kind of thing, the guy do, please let them do. Let us move ahead. That not just listening. Please,
yes, you are absolutely right. The brother who actually made a very significant contribution to our effort, he did it in Lagos. He is in Amsterdam. He is actually in Holland. He doesn't go to meetings. But yes. He got home. He said, I have seen enough to believe in what people are doing. And for that, I am making this very substantial, very, very substantial amount of money he gave to us. So, and we are very thankful and grateful to him for that. And we have put that money where we put the rest. We are going to use it to launch our television. People will not pay for it. Few individuals will. Please go ahead.
I thank him for what he did. And to Kwabiam, we continue strengthening him. and are still urging some of them also here who hearing our voice, and some of us, some of them also see us in the street sharing the flyer, who refuse to participate with us here to do so as the guy do also to move this mountain, because it's a mountain we are trying to move. We move this mountain. Please follow Biafrans who are resident here in Groningen, which I spoke with you and try to them, let them come. Let's do this, and they refuse and think maybe what we are doing is a joke. Come on 21st of this February on our meeting, please.
Thank you.
And director, thank you. And let me stand by until next day.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. I have somebody on the line. I have some of you also on Skype. Please remain where you are if your call is picked. I am going to the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Not the one from the UK, the one from Germany. Give us your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please give us your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay. Good day, Director.
And good evening to you from United Kingdom.
Yeah. This is Don Edwin Williams Okoro.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am calling from UK.
From UK. Why is your line showing Germany plus 49?
I'm so sorry, because I'm not in Germany.
No, you're not. Please go ahead.
All right, I'm in UK.
In UK. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
I am ahead. So happy to hear from you people of Biafra, and I am also a Biafra.
Very good.
Yeah. I am wondering what is happening to Nigeria because of the leaders of Nigeria. But I thank God for today, because we have people standing for Biafra. And I am also standing directly for Biafra, because I cannot leave my country, no matter wherever I am.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say is that the leaders we have in Nigeria, they are all criminals. Because one, all of them are standing, but none of them are come out to do the right thing. All their eyes are on money. But if we can fight this amicably to bring all this rubbish down, I will be so much happy. Because we here in abroad, we are not happy. Everybody in Nigeria are crying. The students, everybody. But now, how can we do this? Because we in England are always crying to make sure that we bring all this corruption down. When you look at what is happening, you see how all these elections are going on. It's not that we are all good, but we know how we can do it. So my brother, I want to tell all our people, even those in abroad, in Nigeria, wherever they are, to put their head together and make sure that we are one, so that we can bring all this corruption down. And I'm so happy that I have someone like you who can talk and also put head in everything that is happening. So thank you, my brother, and keep on. God will keep you, no matter how hard and how whatever they are doing.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller on Skype. The one on Skype, stay where you are. Don't disengage. I am going to the caller on the phone from the UK. Is that correct? No, I haven't cut you off. Please, you're on the line. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Please, go on. Please, what is your name? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Please, I can hear you very well. Who can you speak? We are waiting. Can you go ahead and speak? They're not saying anything. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. What is going on? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still on. Okay.
Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from? I don't understand what is going on. Quite frankly, I have no idea what is happening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Can I? Did I continue?
What? You are not saying anything. You've not. We've not heard anything. We don't know your name or where you're calling from. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Now I have gone to them. They have chosen to disengage. Can't quite understand it. This is Radio Biafra, please. If we take your call, proceed to say something. I don't understand why people are quiet. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, director. Good evening. This is Ndebiso Echala.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, director. My name is Ndebiso Echala. Good evening, the fellow Biafras around the world of the indigenous people of Biafra. I'm residing in Netherlands as national coordinator for IPOB in Netherlands. Director, I thank you, God, as God are leading you to lead us to the promised land, the great land of Biafra. The word of truth which you are telling us, especially the news of this evening, is just like a word of the bread of life to our souls. It is only people who love the truth will understand it and be able to allow it to penetrate to their daily life. I thank all the indigenous people of Biafra around the world. Earlier, before I proceed, my name is Ndubuisi Osiala, once again. I am from Umudike Umobom in Idato South, Imo State, Biafra land. Yeah, living in Netherlands. My regards, first of all, I call upon God to have mercy on me in all the sins that I have sinned against God, the Supreme God, the God of Chukwuadiama, the great God of Biafra. And I also, here, I'm apologizing to all Biafrans around the world that I have sinned against in the thoughts and in words and actions. Especially, there was an event that took place on last Sunday, which I went to with all the Biafran families in Netherlands to spread the gospel of evangelization, gospel of the restoration of Biafra nation, where there was an enemy called Mr. Tito that came there. We went there to confront him by asking him a question when the opportunity was given to us, and he was bragging and denying himself that he is a supporter of Biafra. On the process of that, I asked the question through which every one of us, because we went as a Biafran family, I am not the only one that went there, but at the end of every program, the whole house divided into two. Some that love the truth, believe in what we ask, and they cherish it. But some who is against the truth, who love zoo, who love evil, was against me to the extent that some wanted to fight me, some wanted to wound me, some wanted to do a lot of things in the name of that corruption, promoting corruption. So at the end, Peter Obi, who came there as our enemy, who came to propagate evil in the corrupt nation, expired nation Nigeria, he said that he is a supporter, actually he is a Biafran, he wants to promote Biafra, but he needs in a dialogue, not by force, not by war, not by any other thing, but to plan together and make a dialogue. Then I told him there was no room for dialogue because 3.5 million Biafras have been massacred, and you supporting Nigeria is like you are promoting the continuity of all killings of Biafras around the world. which around the nation, which you have been seeing day and night. That is why we come here to tell you that you are against us. And if you do not repent and allow justice to reign, that means you face the consequence when Biafra comes. At that moment, Peter Obi feel remorse within himself. So when he wanted to go, he come to me and say, please, I know what you say, my young man. Well done and be courageous. Give me your number. I will call you. Then we make a plan how to make Biafra to come. I told him, whether you call me, I gave him my number. And then if you call me, that means you have acknowledged what evil you have committed against Biafran people around the world. Therefore, you will talk to Biafrans, and Biafra will know any other means or your suggestion you tell us, you thought that would have been the option for bringing restoration of Biafra. That is was my intention of giving him my own personal number, which he left, and we enter our own vehicle as Biafrans and go. But it was very surprisingly that I got information that I offended the Biafran family of the indigenous people of Biafra by giving our enemy my phone number. So based on this offense that I have committed, that's why I seek God in heaven to forgive me anywhere I have offended, and I also pleading for the entire family of IPOB worldwide of indigenous people of Biafra to forgive me, that God is absolute. And in those courts, there is no appeal. Therefore, I am solemnly hereby promising that I have no intention of any compromise of Biafran citizens now or in future, and because I am from the legacy of the family of Biafran hereditary. My old cousin was a colonel in Biafra Army. He died in the southern squad of Biafra.
We have understood it.
My father is a commander in Biafra Army. He went to Biafra Army and come back with wound. So I know that Biafra is a part of my blood, and with the leader of IPOB, Director Nnamdi Kanu, and as a God sent in our midst, we will march to freedom. So all the Biafran family under IPOP that I have offended, I'm pleading for forgiveness. May the peace of God reign in us, and all those that are with me that go this occasion, they will also testify about this, because God is God and truth remaineth truth. Therefore, Director, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for all the principal officers in the family of IPOB worldwide. And also, I'm reminding all the members of IPOB family in Netherlands. Our national PRO have made announcement of our general meeting in this coming Saturday. By name, Mr. Tagos Riegu. But what I want to add on it is the phone number of those silent listeners in Netherlands that want to join IPOB meeting in this forthcoming general meeting on Saturday. Please see the number they should call in order to contact us to come to our usual place of meeting. In time is 4 p.m. evening, and the phone number is 068-6394-281 or 068-5764-986. May the good Lord guide each and every one of us, guide all the principal officers of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, guide our director Nnamdi Kanu, guide his family, guide all the workers and all the principal workers and all the executive officers.
Is enough,
of Biafra.
Oswala, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We have to move on and take other calls. You are clean, I believe you are. If you are corrupt, time will tell. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. Continue to do the good work that you're doing. We accept everything you have said wholeheartedly. We don't want to be sharing telephone numbers with people who are corrupt. I remember somebody writing to me and saying, do not lead people into temptation. I don't want any principal officer of state sharing telephone number with somebody who has killed our people. Peter Obi was a murderer. Peter Obi killed Biafrans. He is not just a corrupt politician with Jonathan stealing oil from Aguleri through Orient Oil, himself and Emeka Anyaoku. That man is a murderer. Anybody who is close to Peter Obi and you are serving Biafra, you cannot serve Peter Obi or be close to him and be a Biafran. It's impossible. Peter Obi killed Biafrans. We don't associate with cold-blooded murderers. Peter Obi is a murderer. He killed our people and dumped them in the Zoo River. We can never forgive him. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, this is Patrick Njoku. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam. Thank you very much. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, we talked yesterday about what happened in Amsterdam and when Peter Obi came.
Yes.
It's hard time to spread things out, Director, because we are the same family. When things is getting wrong, he'll keep on keeping silent. When the thing is hot, it will affect everybody. Yeah, individual Swala is a coordinator. According to him, nobody make him coordinator.
He is the coordinator of the whole of Holland. The appointment of the coordinator is the prerogative of myself. If I like, I can delegate that responsibility to COC or to the Directorate of State. But that is a prerogative that was exercised. His authority is not in question, I hasten to add, and can never be. Please go ahead.
Yeah, that I understand. According to you, say time will tell. I love that. Time will tell. And when it's time, the truth will come out. Director, let me tell you something. When they went to the event, when Peter Obi came, Peter Obi came for Nigeria. Peter Obi came for Biafra. So there's no need of somebody to see himself there. And
They went there to protest, and I'm sure they did. They went there to hoist the Biafran flag in the presence of this traitor and killer, and I'm sure they did that. The work that they went there to do, I understand, went very, very well. The only admonition is exchanging telephone numbers, which I do not want to see happen, not now, not in the future. I don't associate with the enemies of Biafra, not in any way, shape, or form. I don't dialogue with them. That is the only thing that I see that you shouldn't have done. But as somebody of his immense stature and standing, he came here to apologize, and that is accepted, and that is the end of the case. As people are inboxing and sending messages, in fact, some are even saying that he shouldn't have said what he said on the air, but all the same, we accept it, because here we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. If anything is wrong, time will tell. Time will tell. Please go ahead.
I love that, Director. Director, why exactly what I'm calling? Because we are from Amsterdam North, and we want to start paying our monthly dues. We need any information how we can pay our monthly
dues. Our sister is there in Germany. Our sister is in Germany. You can inbox her. You can call her. You can email her. If you contact NBC Oswala, who is the national coordinator for the whole of the Netherlands, he will give you all these details. We must remember one thing. I am not a hypocrite personally. If I say that somebody is a member of our family, I treat that person as a family member. I believe that all of you there can get together and get things worked out. And if everything goes very well, I will be in Amsterdam sometime next week. And when I do, we will be able to discuss all these issues face to face and have it resolved once and for all. If there is any breach of it, then there will be very severe consequences to pay. I will be in Amsterdam next week at some point where we will resolve any lingering issues. Even in families, you do have some minor misunderstanding now and again. It is only natural when people interact, there are bound to be friction, but I don't want it to cause any serious schism which can no longer be repaired. I want the entire family, especially those of you who are very vibrant and active. When I came to Amsterdam, the hall was packed. I was in Amsterdam preaching. The hall was packed. Some people were standing up. I still want that spirit to continue till tomorrow and beyond. And that is what is going to happen. I will, of course, crave your indulgence by asking you to wait till next week. And I will be in Amsterdam on my way back from the opening of our office in Victoria in Spain. I will branch through Amsterdam. I will route my flight accordingly. And then I'll be able to see all of you. So I ask you to sheathe your sword until I get to Amsterdam.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is relentless. And Chukwu Abiama, our God. I have somebody else on the line. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Perhaps a first-time caller. Perhaps a first-time caller. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Sometimes we do things not quite knowing the consequences of it. If something is not deliberate, then we have to continue. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, Director. Is it me?
I'm talking to you, yes. Your name and where you are?
Oh, good evening, Director. My name is Apam Johnson. I'm calling from Oslo in Norway.
Oslo in Norway. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm a Chukwu Abiama. Bless you.
And
I bless
too.
All the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world.
You see? You see?
Yeah, Director, I want to use this opportunity to remind our people, those that believe in freedom, those that believe in Biafra, about our next coming meeting. That will be on Saturday, 21st of this month, February. That is on Saturday. So I want to remind everyone that are living in Oslo and the nearby Oslo about the meeting. The time, 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock. The venue still remains the same place. Please, I urge every pure blood genuine Biafrans all over Oslo and nearby Oslo to come and for us to discuss the way forward of the future of our children, because that's the most important thing, to have to fight for our freedom, the freedom of our children. Without Biafra, we no longer existing on this planet of Earth. So we need Biafra than Biafra need us. So please, everyone have to come so for us to discuss the way forward. May God bless every one of you. May Chukwu Abiama be with every pure blood genuine Biafrans all over the world. And our friends, the freedom fighters all over the world, may God bless them.
Yes, sir.
As they come and join the Biafran family to for their quest of their freedom.
Yes,
may Chukwu Abiama bless you, Director Nnamdi Kanu.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Can you tell us where this meeting is happening and the contact telephone number for either the PRO or the coordinator so people can contact
yes,
them? Hold on, let me finish. Or other people around the world can also tell their relatives to also attend the meeting by giving them that number. We need these numbers, please. Do you have a number? It could be your number. You must give
yeah,
us a number.
Yeah, I can give my number.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the number is 94712192. So anyone can contact me if you want to come. But those that are the enemy of Biafrans, you can try this number if you want, because I don't give a dime.
That's what I like. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Nduku. I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Thank you very much. Which part of Italy are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Napoli.
From Napoli. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. My Director, I want to thank you for the work you are doing for Biafra. So far, so I say may God Almighty guide and protect you.
You see?
So, yeah, but for our people case and other people, saboteurs and the people we have in Imo State, people like Roger Sokorocha and others. So, what I want you to do is to mobilize the youth, you know, give them more encouragement, because you know what is happening in the East. Those who don't have money are looking for money. So, whenever you call them to come, they will go to him, without knowing that Roger Sokorocha is our enemy. So, and we can't do something, yes, and we can't do something where Roger Sokorocha is there. So, if when I was around, maybe I could have tried to mobilize boys and other things, you know, try to cause one or two. This election, they might not have to, that is not like election in Igbo land. So, and Roger don't have to be in Igbo land by now. Because so we go
Yes, of
so,
course.
Yeah, so if I come now, say come make that, I should just try to get you on and let you know. So try to mobilize the youth, particularly.
We are doing so, but we don't have money to give them. Somebody rang today to say we should hurry up before one person will go and bring money and give to them. That is why we broadcast on Radio Biafra, to educate our people, to sensitize them, to make them realize the importance of this very work that we are doing. When you claim you love Biafra, you know that is exactly the same issue with Tinubu. You know that the other person coming with money does not love Biafra, doesn't have any regard for Biafra. Then why are you wasting your time taking 5,000 naira to go and do something that will set Biafra back for 5 years? That is something for those of them to ponder. Thank you very much, my dear brother. May Chukwa Biama be with you. Thank you very much. I'm going to the line. I don't know if our sister can hear me. This is Radio Biafra.
And I think something was wrong last time.
Okay.
Can you hear me, please?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. My name is Nenaya Anya. I'm from Achara in Echiowa in Biafra land. Today, I'm going to... My topic will be based on Biafran Defense Fund. But before I go on, I just want to remind our people that I want to remind the IPOB worldwide, in case we have all forgotten, that the Biafran Defense Fund was actually set up last year and not just last month. Receipt was printed and sent out to the various countries where we have IPOB family members. In fact, August 2014 was supposed to be the deadline for the contribution towards BDF. Now we ask ourselves this question: which month and year are we now in? Are we not in the month of February in the year 2015? If so, how many months now since after the deadline of August 2014? That is 6 months. It is 6 months after the expiration date. My people, why should some Biafrans keep giving us excuses for not paying their BDS? There is no reason whatsoever for people not to pay their BDS if they really want to do so. I want to make one thing clear. One thing is clear here. We are not in Umonna meeting, nor are we implementing a trade by barter system. Instead, we have a serious and urgent assignment that must be executed without further delay, because time is not on our side anymore. If we fail to act now and move fast to restore Biafra, we should not blame anybody but ourselves. This opportunity might not come again in our lifetime, and failure to do so, we might as well forget about our race. The choice is ours. It's either we restore Biafra or we can turn the clock back again to once upon a time there was a country called Biafra, but that country no longer exists. Very important again, our march must commence this year. For these reasons, my fellow Biafrans, the names of national or zonal coordinators that did not pay their Biafran Defense Force must be called out on air. It's as simple as that. So, the first step now is I'm going to call again the names of countries that made part payment. This is necessary because new countries have joined this group. Now, the names the countries are as follows. The countries that made part payments are as follows: Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic. One person paid in Czech Republic. Germany, Hong Kong, Hungary. One person paid again, Chiamaka Anugo, Ireland, Indonesia, Israel, Italy, Japan, Netherlands, Norway, Pakistan, Switzerland, Spain, Sweden, Trinidad and Tobago, Thailand. Somebody paid by the name Chidebere Anyoha, UAE, United Kingdom, and United States of America. Now, the second group, I will call out the names of national and zonal coordinators that have not paid their Biafran Defense Fund, even though some of their members have paid. I want us to note one thing. I am not the one that compiled these names. Rather, they were given to me by the national coordinators. So from there, I was able to know those that have paid and those that have not paid. Now, we go to countries that did not, the zonal coordinators did not pay. We start with Germany. In Germany, the zone Bremen, the zonal coordinator is Kajeta AKZ. He did not pay his defense fund. He has not paid a dime. All these groups that I'm going to call now. Frankfurt, Remy Opara has not paid. Nuremberg, Austin Wodo have not paid. Stuttgart, Chineke Mam have not paid. Ireland, the zone Kerry, Ugochukwu Iheme Keke have not paid. The next, Italy. In Italy, Ancona, who is coordinating Ancona, is Sam Chibuitem. He has not paid his BDF. Padova, Chukwuemeka Nwokorobia have not paid. Ferrari, Festus Onyebuchi have not paid. Rome, Shedrack Mwafo have not paid. Palermo, Mike Ogweri have not paid. Udine, Celestia Obodo have not paid. Treviso, Dimeno Naomi Ilania have not paid. Viterbo, Martin Wabweze have not paid. Torino, the coordinator is Christopher Anthony, have not paid. So in Italy, there are 9 coordinators that have not paid their PDF.
And they want us to commence action. They will call and say, commence action.
Yeah.
And these are coordinators working for Biafra, claiming they are principal officers, but they have not paid their defense fund. Very, very disgraceful. I don't know what they're still doing there. I think they should all resign. I want them to resign with immediate effect. Please go ahead.
Osaka, the zone in Japan, the zone Osaka have not paid. James Onyeka, if I don't know the name, I normally call the national coordinator. Then Spain, the national coordinator is Emmanuel Wadike. He has not paid. Bilbao.
Hold on a second. Are you saying that the national coordinator of Spain has not paid his defense fund?
Nobody has paid in Spain except one single person.
The whole of Spain. Only one person in Spain. One person in Spain.
Only one.
And they want us to commence action. Please go ahead.
Only one director in Spain. Then Bilbao, Basel, Odue have not paid. Malaga, Chinedu have not paid. Madrid, Clement, Aura, Malu have not paid. Valencia, Emmanuel, Nebe Olisa have not paid. Victoria, Anthony, and Urogu have not paid. None of the coordinators in Spain have paid. Not a single one. Sweden, Malmo, Benjamin Onyedikachi have not paid. Gothenburg, Benjamin Okeke have not paid. Stockholm, Namdi Oka have not paid. In Switzerland, Geneva, the coordinator, Akubwe Williams, said that the zone is owing him. Therefore, he is waiting for his money before he can pay his defense fund. United Kingdom, Sheffield, Judy Onyabo have not paid. Scotland, Nwachukwu have not paid. These are the zonal coordinators that have not paid. That's why I started by saying the Biafran defense fund did not start last month, rather last year. And we have printed receipts and sent to all countries. So there is no reason. And apart from that, August 2014 was supposed to be the deadline. Now, when you say from August 2014 to now, that is already 6 months above the deadline given.
And they said
so
they
there
won't
is no reason for somebody to say that they cannot pay their defense fund. Unless they don't want to pay.
They don't want to. And we are going to make it very, very easy for them. Because these are the people that gossip a lot. These are the people asking for action. The reason why these things happen this way is to try to prove to the world that we are not as buoyant, as flushed with finance as people think. Coordinators don't even believe in what they're doing in the first place. If any coordinator is out of work and can't afford to, I will understand. I will try to be as reasonable as possible. Today's date is the 18th. Everybody is listening. If your coordinator is not listening, please take this message to him. They have between now and the opening of our embassy in Victoria in Spain on the 28th to pay. Or when I do my live broadcast from Spain on the 28th, I will announce their names and they will be removed. They can never, ever be readmitted into this family again. Not now, not ever. Because we are not joking. People think we are joking. I have men risking their lives at home. Risking lives and limb. We have assembled a team at home working very, very hard to fulfill every pledge and every promise we have made. And I have idiots laughing just thinking we are joking. From now till the 28th, any particular zone where the coordinator is yet to pay their BDF on the 28th, I will remove you live on air from Spain next week Saturday. You can never, never be part of this family again. If you have any sense at all, you contact our sister and come to an agreement. If you don't want to serve your country, you get away. I don't need idiots around me. I need men. Not fools who just talk. I need men. I will be in Biafra land second week of next month to coordinate an effort that will ensure that the election can never hold. That's what I say. I don't need fools around me. If you cannot put your money where your mouth is, you don't belong here. We are not joking. This is not another sit at home, sit in the forest. We are here to get Biafra, and heaven knows there are those prepared to die for their country to give their life. And you cannot give ordinary defense fund and you call yourself a Biafran. I will tell you to get away from my face. I hate fake people. I cannot stand them. I hate fake people. I can't stand idiots who are fake. Every principal officer, I repeat, every principal officer from the Directorate of State, everybody. Nanya, are you listening to me?
Yes, Director.
I said everybody, bar none. Everybody from the Directorate of State to the last person, if anybody is owing by next week Saturday, they'll be removed. I don't care who you are. Make sure you contact everybody starting from the Directorate of State. If you cannot afford to fund your country's survival, then you are not fit to serve her. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We must continue. Anybody who cannot do this work, you get away. There is something called sacrifice. It's called sacrifice for a reason. Before Radio Biafra got to where it is, I had to sleep outside in the car in temperatures clocking below 0 degrees centigrade. It's called sacrifice. Some of you don't understand what it means. There is no wonder you don't know what Biafra is all about, because you can't make a sacrifice. Nobody is exempt from this. As long as you are a principal officer of state, you must pay. If you can't pay, you get out. Deadline next week Saturday. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. There are people waiting all over the place, and we must go to take their calls as well. Thank you very much, my dear sister. When the time comes, I will ask you to come here to give us an update. That update will be done in Spain next week Saturday, live on air. If you are not ready or capable, quietly resign. Give us an excuse. Nisina, have fun ahead. You just get away very quietly. Nobody will talk about it. I don't like hypocrites around me. That's the way I am. I don't like it. This is Radio Biafra. We have callers everywhere, and we must continue our work, because Chukwu Abiam is indeed watching, and only him is God. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are here. And that is why we have every belief that Biafra will come in truth and honesty. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra on Skype, that is.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm calling from Austria.
From Austria, turn your system down. Your system is interfering with us. Is interfering with our broadcast. Turn your system down. Turn it down.
Yeah. Is that our director?
It is, yes. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Igwe.
Yes.
I come from Ebonyi State, but I live in, I based in Austria.
In Austria. Thank you.
So I really want to appreciate your effort.
Thank you.
Been listening to Radio Biafra. Today is my first time to talk with you. And my prayer and all that I've been praying for is that God who called you, because, you know, sometimes we are listening to people like you online. Most of the people that talk call themselves pastors or Christians, they thought that maybe you are, maybe I don't understand what they call. Because most of the time, if we try to motivate our people, they thought that, yeah, this man is an unbeliever and he's just joking with God or something.
Hold on. Who is the idiot that calls me an unbeliever? Is the idiot educated enough to understand what you're doing?
I really want to comment to people so that they will understand.
Go ahead.
The work that you are doing. Because if they have understand, even like what I was hearing, the reply of some people that they have not paid their fund. The Bible said righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any man. And I hear you saying it every time, every day, that you are pure more than anything. And this is why I believe by the special grace of God, you are going to lead us to actualize Biafra. Before God chose Moses to lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, the Bible said he is a man that God have searched, and his heart, he is the meekest among man here on earth. He is the meekest among man. And when God lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, before he handed over power to Joshua and Caleb, the Bible said Caleb and Joshua is a man that had a different mind. I hear you now saying that you don't want all this kind of people, that you want men within you. And these are the qualities of a spiritual leader. And these are qualities of a good leader. I want to encourage our Biafran brothers and sisters all over the world, wherever they are, whether you are a pastor, whether you are a prophet, whether you are whatever you claim to be or whoever you are. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not in war but in power. And I really appreciate your enlightenment to our people that thought that they are going to church, even to all these Yoruba churches and all this and that, and thereby deceive a lot of people. The Bible have told us about the deception.
Yes, go ahead. Can you hear me? We have lost him with the Skype. Sometimes not very reliable. Can you hear me? No. He cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. That is the confirmation that he can no longer hear me. Neither is he connected with us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, my name is Shedrack Chukwubikemwaba. The only Shedrack. I come from Nenwa. Nenwa is in Alinri local government in Enugu, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Director, I am the same Shedrack, your driver when you come to Italy. The donor coordinator here after you. You might leave Italy. You might come to resort Italy and
thank you.
Or more especially Rome and go back.
Thank you very much. Know? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Director, I'm here to just say that I have paid my... Don't be angry, you know. I just need to say that I have paid my Biafra Defencing Fund, and I have my receipt given me by my secretary, you know. And also, my receipt have gone to the national, B. Michael Irania. And I also know that many zones, because we do have zonal coordinators meeting in Skype. And I also know that many coordinators here in Italy, they don't play. They are not gossipers. They are with you. And I know that many coordinators, many zonal coordinators have already paid this very Biafra Defensive Fund. And they many paid before me. I pay by January. I think if I can bring my receipt, I can tell you the date I pay it right now. Yeah. Hold on. Let me unlight. Director, I think I pay, this is my dear friend is facing phone on the 17th January 2015. That is the time I paid my own, you know. So the receipt is with me here. Then I have forwarded the receipt to National. Then I think National have not yet compiled the name of the zonal coordinators who paid this very Biafran defensive one and sent to our sister Nnenayanya. That's why I can hear that no zone in Italy pay, but we have paid, many of zone pay before me, and I paid, I think I am the last person who pay. I pay once and I pay completely. I did not pay two times. I pay once and I have my receipt once. So director, that is what I just want to contribute. Don't be angry. I think many people will still come up and they clarify their self, or if they have the possibility, or if they can make it. Thank you very much, director. We are with you. Italy is with you.
I know. Okay? I know Italy. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I have volunteer soldiers in some countries stranded that we have to send home. We provide for the accommodation and we feed them. Nobody is asking Chukwuka Edigwe, who is in Lagos, who transcribes for us on the LCD every day on Facebook, how he manages to feed the people that we keep sending to him every blessed day. Chukwuka Edigwe. Nobody is asking him, where are you getting the money to feed the people who come through your house every day? We don't pay for accommodation in Lagos. They go through Chukwuka Edigwe's house every blessed day. Nobody's asking questions. How do you manage? How do you cope? And we say we are freedom fighters. We care about each other. I am not a hypocrite. I don't believe in hypocrisy. Therefore, I cannot stomach hypocrites. I can't stand them. That's why I hate Nigeria. If you are a principal officer, you serve your country in whatever capacity, God is my witness, you have now till Saturday of next week. You must pay. Either you pay or you get out. I don't like people who are not honest and sincere around me. I cannot stand them. That is why I say that I am incorruptible. Ask everybody. There is no so-called prominent Igbo idiot I do not know. I met them and I told them one thing over 15 years ago. That is the same thing I'm saying to you today. Biafra or nothing else. I don't change. Never, ever, ever. Incorruptibility. You must understand what it means. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. It's as simple as that. Because Chukwu Abiyama in heaven that I serve is God. Idiots who are not educated enough to even stand before me to debate are trying to insinuate I don't know God. Idiots and fools who are ill-educated. Fools. Which part of the first commandment don't you understand? The word of God. Covenant. Not a law. It is a covenant. You don't change it from generation to generation. The word of God given to Moses on a tablet of stone. Don't bow down before any idol. Don't bow before any picture. Anything made with hand. You people are deaf. You don't hear. That is why you are poor and wretched and very miserable. We want to lead you back into light, but you want to remain in darkness. If some of you continue this way, we will abandon you in darkness, where your soul will be taken over by the devil. Here we embrace the light and the truth. There is only one God, Chukwu Abiyama, worthy of praise. If you like, go and worship Arose. That is your business from a white man. It doesn't concern me. I worship the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, in truth and honesty, as he commanded me to. Not what a white man gave me. An uncircumcised heathen will come and give you God and you accept. At least I am circumcised. On the eighth day, the same way Jacob and Isaac were circumcised. For your information, understand it. The same way that Moses was circumcised, the same way that Joshua was circumcised, the same way that His Excellency Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku was circumcised on the eighth day, so was I. What do all these people have in common? They are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. You better understand it. That this is Radio Biafra, not any useless gathering of idiots. I'm not a sycophant. I don't believe in hypocrisy. I believe that I am a child of the light, and those who embrace this gospel subscribe to the same opinion. Biafra will come and the zoo will fall. Mark my words somewhere, this year there will be no election. Understand that very clearly. This year there won't be any election. The attempted men will die. Then some of you will understand that what we are saying here is inspired from heaven, not of this very earth. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We have to continue. There is need to continue because this word, this very gospel must be preached. The caller on Skype, can you hear me now?
Hello.
Yes, please. Turn your system down if you wish to speak to us, please.
Yeah, I was the one that called before. Please, don't leave your people, no matter how stupid they are. Please, I was hearing this now from you. The Bible told us the same thing. This is what happened to the children of Israel. They were very stiff-necked people and very stubborn. Even to the extent that Moses prayed that God should blot his name out of the book of the life in order to fix Israel. The people are very stubborn. The people are very stupid. But please, director, you are sent by God the Most High, the Chukwu Abiyama, the creator of heaven and earth, whom we worship. And I pray that his power, which was on him, which I'm talking about his servant Moses, and his power, which was in Christ Jesus. Because the Bible said in the book of John chapter 14, verse 12, that greater is what I have done, I want you to do. I really appreciate what you are doing and the enlightenment that you are giving to our people. And I pray that the hand of God will rest mightily upon you so that you will eventually lead these people to the promised land. According to the scripture, if we read most of the history about the children of Israel and their stubbornness and their stiff neck, it is exactly as our people these days around. So I pray and I ask you, please, don't abandon us. Because if you abandon us, we will all perish. Just as we are here in the desert or in the wilderness, everywhere scattered. Most of us died when I was coming from Libya, because I came to Europe from Libya. You see Biafrans dying on the desert. How Niger people will use cutlass. One of our brother from Enugu swallowed money like this, and a Niger police used knife to cut his neck.
My goodness.
In order to look for the money that he swallowed immediately.
My God.
And some people from there will use a knife like this and choke in their hands. They don't care whether you die or you don't die. Any money, wherever you hide your money, you must bring it out. Even though you don't have money, because most of us don't have money. Even though you don't have money, they will use their dagger to scatter your anus or your neck to make sure they bring money out of your hand. And most of our people just die like that. And the reason is because of the oppression that we are suffering, which the scripture said that oppression maketh a white man mad. And here we're scattered. Come to Libya as well. We kill ourselves because we are struggling for means of living. And sometimes Libyans we kill because of the business they are doing in Libya or something like that. So please, and this time around, God has sent a man like you. Somebody, I was in my dream and I saw in my revelation. And I confirm it that you are a man sent from heaven for the redeemer of the children of Chukwu Abiyama. And please, I plead with you, don't leave us alone. And I use this platform to call on all our brothers and sisters in all over the world. Religion or Christianity is just like what people are saying. Christianity is just a word that people outside call the people. How? They see the people live the life of Christ. Not that the Christianity is a religion. They live the life of Christ. And Christ is a man that lived according to the scripture. He lived a transparent life. He lived a life. He just used himself as a life sacrifice for the people. And he showed the people the way to live a life so that the world would be the way we expect or God expected it to be. And after then, the people that he trained that time start to follow his step. And the people in the world call them Christians, says they are living the life that Christ lived. But today, all these armed robbers that call themselves pastors, driving private jets, they will be calling themselves pastors, and they say they are Christians. And a lot of our foolish people, in fact, I really like what God has imparted in you, because the Bible said nobody can speak as you speak, except he has received it from heaven. When he asked Peter, who did men say I am? And he said, some said you are a prophet, some say you are a pastor, a bishop, whatever they may ask. And he said, who do you say I am? He said, you are Christ, the Messiah. And he said, flesh and blood have not revealed it to you, but my Father in heaven. Nobody can speak as you speak except it is given to him from heaven. Because the Bible says, no man receive anything except it is given to him from heaven. So, and I, on this platform, I stand to ask our people, wherever they are, in all over the world, please, hearken unto the call. It is like this, when the children of Israel were in the land of Egypt, and Moses come as their redeemer, from the beginning, they ask, who make you our leader? This is the question, who make you our leader? And the same Moses that asked, who make you our leader, was the one that later liberated them because of the heart that he has. God used him to liberate the people out of the land. Even why they, despite the miracle that God performed, despite all the one that God used them to do, still, they were still, the Bible told us that they were very stiff-necked people, even in the wilderness. Please, I ask our people, I call on our brothers and our sisters, forget whatever your pastors may be calling or telling you. The scripture said in Romans chapter 8 verse 9 that if anybody have not the spirit of Christ, the person did not belong to Christ. To belong to Christ is the lifestyle that you live. It is not whatever you confess with your mouth. And I hear you speaking about black people, how foolish they are. And to me, within myself, most of the time I imagine, how should black man be so foolish and so stupid as we are? And most of the time we lay our blame on white people. Did white man tell all these Tinubu them and all these Obasanjo to pack their money and come and give?
Please ask them. Ask these idiots who don't reason. Ask them.
Did the white people force, for instance, my grandfather sell a slave during their time. And he was a very great man. Even in the whole Bakaliki, they know him and they know his name at that time. And this man, in his depravity and his evil acts, during those days, nobody among them were as wise as he is. And because of that, he cursed Abakaliki people. He said that the people, because the people are so foolish to understand the life that they should live. And because of that, he said his type of person will never come to Abakaliki again. And not only that, the same lifestyle is the life we are living today. I'm married to a white person. And I have learned a lot of things from the white people. White people, even something like 100 years ago, they were not like this. Development came to them, and they start to develop, and start to develop, and embrace development. Whatever they see previously, that they see that it has affected their future, or their previous life, they try to adapt to another thing. And this is why Oyibo people continue researching.
Research. Every time they keep changing things. They never stop. They never stop. They never stand still.
And this is how life should be.
Oh my God, I don't know this people.
Man with pack the money from Africa and come and dump in Western world and send their people to. And this is why I believe what you said when you said that Nigeria is a zoo. And I continue calling the country zoo, because why should a human being? To me, I didn't go. I'm not educated because I did not go to secondary school or something like that. But still, the Bible says wisdom comes from heaven. The word that proceeded out of my mouth was not, I did not learn it maybe because I go to school, but God by himself built me. And I have a lot of wisdom in which although I don't want to say it, because there is a lot of things that is just the same God, Chukwu Abiama, who is with his people, Biafrans all over the world. Wherever even ordinary Yoruba people or Malam cannot enter, we enter there and bring something out. And there are some knowledge that have been imparted, that by the special grace of God, as we go down to Biafra land and actualize it, I will implement a mysterious knowledge that the white people are using, even now in the Jewish land, in whatever they call themselves, Jews. And I want to say that, please, we should highly exalt God. We should not allow what the British or what the white people, because most of the white people, they want people that brought Christianity from the first time, they are not all these ungodly white people. There are a lot of them that shed their blood in order to brought the Christianity to us. And this Christianity, though that they use it, some of them, like the Romans, they use it for merchandization. But still, the real facts of God existing is real. It is not a miragic confection or explanation, and it is not
my dear brother, thank you very much. No, nobody is doubting that at all. But what I keep saying all the time is that there are some parts I don't want to dabble into theology on this very platform. I said, once Biafra comes, we are going to build a temple to the Most High God Chukwu Abiama, made of stone, not block.
Oh, hallelujah.
Very, very, very important. Very, very important we do that. a house that is so magnificent and glorious. We are going to do something that has never been done before in the whole of Black Africa. We are going to build a house made up of stone. Only stone. Nothing more, nothing less. You can have other things to bind the blocks together. We are going to go back, and as I say to people, Chukwu Abiyama cannot dwell in any house we built with sand and with cement. That is why I look at them, all these churches they go to is a waste of time. They know that very well. Because if Chukwu Abiyama is with, if God is with you, why don't you have electricity? Why can't Chukwu Abiyama raise decent men to be your leaders rather than raising those who are thieves like Tinubu? Ask yourself that question. You go to church, you do your prayer, you do your fasting. Why is it that heaven is not listening to your prayers? Do you know why? Because Unuruini, your hearts are so bad and wicked. Hypocrisy within. For me to have somebody serving his country, there are men prepared to die for Biafra, and some of you are outside, you cannot contribute to your defense fund. Such hypocrisy, I cannot countenance. If we are going to be only two after this, then so be it. And we'll win. It doesn't matter how many we are going to win. It's as simple as that. If you have not paid your BDF, you're a principal officer of state, you must prepare your resignation before next week Saturday, or else I'll disgrace you live on air. I'm telling you the truth. Go and reason. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, one more time, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please, give us your name and where you're calling from. Turn your system down. It is needlessly interrupting. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Ekeduru. I'm calling from Calabar. I'm from Imo State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. And before you continue, I have here a message from somebody, our brother, who happens to be from Akwa Ibom. I must read it out. He says his name is Kingdom Inyang. I am from Akwa Ibom State. I live in Kanu from 1999 till 2014. Hausa Fulani don't like us at all. Right now, I am living in Etinan, local government area of Akwa Ibom. As I told them before, in our land, they don't want to know who is Inyamini or whatever they call us. Everybody is the same. When they come to take your oil, oh, you are not Igbo. Igbo want you. But when you're there, when they want to kill you, it doesn't matter. You are all Igbos by force. And thank you very much, my dear brother. He wants to join us as well. And we have what you're looking for. You will come to join us. Please go ahead.
God bless you. God bless you. What I'm talking, don't mind about brothers who put by force, after carrying the sheep of God, the God Almighty. Only they are after their money. They are not after their souls. Some of them, when they come to the church, they are looking who donated billions and billions. I'm not talking of any other thing than money after all. What I'm trying to say is that in this side of Akwa Ibom and Cross River State, some of them don't listen to radio direct than this internet, and it's too expensive to them. So how they...
We are going to bring, I said all Biafra land will be covered. We will saturate the whole of Akwa Ibom State and also Cross River State. Don't worry about that. We are coming, please. We are coming. Don't worry about that.
And you know that those agents of darkness, being the Mohammedan emirs of the north, they are long over to occupy this side and do all what they sort of people are committing here.
They will commit, because that is the punishment that the people of that part of the world are receiving for betraying us. But of course, Philip Effiong did not betray. Philip Effiong was a Biafran to the end. And we honor his memory for the work he did. He never took any contract. He never ran to the Zulu government. He never joined any political party. He was a very pious, honorable. These are the men that I actually respect. The reason why I have kept quiet on Philip Effiong is because if I continue to talk about him the way I respect, I love and revere him, it is him and Odenigbo that I put in the same bracket. Men who are very honorable and very decent. But the time will come and we shall honor him properly. Philip Effiong is one of us. Very fine Biafran, I must say. Go ahead.
Thank you. God bless you. Because not abandon or forget about all these other things that those people are talking, because of how you eat and where they are eating and where they are looting the money from poor people and feeding their house and their children. Some of those people, they are taking money from their hand. Even to eat 3 square meals is impossible. They do not care about it. What they are after is bring money. Only God loves a cheerful giver. But they themselves who are seeking, killing those people. When some of them go out to telling those feeding the poor people, don't pray, fast, then that is what we tell you. All those things is an atrocity, see, what you are suffering here. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. There are some very, I don't know, slightly disconcerting news. I'm getting somebody sent us a message on Skype saying they are not getting Radio Biafra in Ungwo. How possible is that? I need confirmation, please. They are saying Radio Biafra CHK 97.6 is not being received in Ungwo, of all places. I want to know why that is the case. I need confirmation because that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. We are on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM and the whole of Enugu, with exception of a few isolated places where attenuation is a problem, which we are working on. I want our people to understand that we are live and direct, and we should be covered, please. Very, very important we understand that. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know who I have on the line. I have a caller on Skype, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. You're through to me on Skype. Is that correct?
Yes, I am on Skype.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, I'm calling from... My name is Chukwemeka Okaka. I heard that number straight in Biafra.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to...
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm based in Italy.
In Italy. Thank you. Which part of Italy are you in? Which part of Italy are you in?
I'm in Vicenza.
Vicenza. Thank you very much.
I've spoken to you.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I think you have. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Because I was kind of touched by the announcement our sister made, and I just want to make one or two suggestions to you, because I also, you know, handle a congregation, and I know how I have people under me, and I know exactly the kind of challenges you are witnessing. I also have such problems, but I just wanted to respond to you. I've wanted to make this suggestion quite a long time, but I've been trying, I've not been able to get to. It concerns your leadership in the national, local, and international levels you have. I would suggest that probably 2-3 times a year or 4 times a year, you will organize a strictly conference, leaders conference, made up of your coordinators, national coordinators and international coordinators. I discovered that it is not that most of them are not very zealous enough, but they lack understanding of where you are going. You know, as a leader, if the vision you have, the vision, the heart of the struggle lies in your heart. You have the vision. You are the visionary. You have the mandate. But I discover, as a very quiet listener, having fully attentively the program, I discovered that most of your coordinators have not been imbibed in the heart of your vision. You've not properly communicated this vision to them. So most of them lack understanding. I think the problem of what they have is lack of understanding instead of probably being zealous or inability to cope up with or to do what actually is that's been expected of them. I suggest that time to time, once, twice in a year, you assemble them in a place and educate them. Educate them. Watch them, listen to them, deal with their challenges and questions strictly for them, not just necessarily, you know, other members of the group, of the family, but strictly on national level. I think that will help you to be able to groom these people, impact them, so that they will understand where exactly you are going, what exactly is expected of them. Even in some challenges or temptation of people compromising, you also teach them even the disadvantages of not compromising. And if they compromise, what will, you know, properly teaching them and writing them so that they can be able to deliver exactly what you needed of them. So that time to time you don't get, you know, frustrated concerning them. And when you get them, I believe that they will also be able to get the message to others as other people are coming on board. You've had these challenges once, twice, and Ted, I've been watching the problems you have, I've been listening to the problems here and there and some other places. I think it's as a result of they are not properly educated on what they should know and where you are going and what they should do. I think that's the problem. Put it in a program to put this on board, to have a national, a conference of the leaders, leadership conference, so that they can invite this vision into the, so they can educate them and prepare them for what, you know, the struggles are.
It's a very valid. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, I welcome your advice, and I think it's very sensible and very sound. We do have some of these conferences. I think we had one last year. I don't think that the format was well prepared. We attended a conference in Norway. We also attended one in Spain as well, in Barcelona to be precise. I don't think that the format was structured in a way to accommodate some of the activities you are talking about, but I think it is very good. It's not just for the purposes of making sure that IPOB worldwide is run as efficiently and is as in good a shape as it should be in order to deliver on agreed objectives, but more importantly, that taking this leadership into the formation of Biafra land, that we understand what we are there for. I cannot believe, maybe I took it for granted. I thought that the same way Chukwu Abiyama said I should come, which MFO came, the same way that Barrister Mamezu came, the same way that Engineer Anya came, the one on the edge of this world, the Asiebus of this world. I thought that the same way they came is how other people will be touched and they will come. But that is not the case. But we are here all the same and this work must be done. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please give us your name and where you are calling from, if you may.
My name is Evan Michael, my dear. I'm calling from Nigeria, even the south, the upper land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, my director. Sir.
And you too. He said,
all the good work you are doing for your people, sir.
He said, So,
can you permit me to announce our upcoming meeting on Sunday, sir?
Of course you may. Why not? That is why we are here. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. My honorable commander. The Elizabeth of Biafra, Orumba Zone, will be having our meeting on Sunday, 22nd of February, by 2 p.m. I wish to urge all our members to come out in mass and all those who are sitting listening us to come and join the meeting room. And I wish to announce that come 8th of March, Orumba Zone will be inaugurated. So all those who are still lacking behind, I wish to urge you to come and join the moving train for our pilots and the commander-in-chief, Nnamdi Kanu, what has moved him to enlighten so many of us, so many people who have been wandering in darkness. This time around, the Almighty God has sent a man after his own heart, as Bible says, maybe it's a man after my own heart. God has sent our director, a man after God's own heart, Chukwu Abiyama, who has sent him to come and deliver his people. I wish to call all those who have been listening physically and openly, who have never joined, to come out and join. I wish to give out this number that if you are lost or if you want to have an inquiry, please call this number. Should I go ahead, Director?
Yes, go ahead and do so, please. But mind that Satan will call you. Ekwensuga Boggy on that very line, you must be very strong. If not, you will fall. The devil is very, very powerful. Satan will call you because you are doing a work that will bring light into a place of darkness, and Satan doesn't want that. Once you release your name on the air and your number, Satan will call you within 48 hours. I'm telling you, and I'm not joking.
I know that baby Satan will come, but I believe that who has been with me, who has asked me to join this living train, he always overcomes, sir.
He said, go ahead.
Please
go
call
ahead.
This number if you are lost, 070-35-38-2387. Come out on Sunday, that we will discuss on how to innovate during that train. God bless Biafra. And God bless the people of Biafra. God bless our commander. God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People are calling us as we expect them to, but we have come to the end of our proceedings this very evening. We have been on the air for almost 3 hours, or should I say more than 3 hours for now. We continue this very effort tomorrow. We continue to do this work tomorrow. Today we have looked at a lot of issues, and of course the advice that the brother gave is most welcome, but I also urge him to attend the family meeting where there are anybody calling Radio Biafra. If you're calling us from Italy, from Austria, from Germany, from the Netherlands, even from Orlo, from Orumba, it doesn't matter where you are. You must identify with the family meeting where you are, or else you're a hypocrite. You cannot say, I love what you're doing, when you are standing idly by or listening secretly. I got a message from somebody who came out in the open today. He said, I am a secret listener, but now I have seen the light. I have left my place of darkness. I have embraced the light. Therefore, I am a member of this very family. Stop listening in secret and come out and embrace what is yours. Biafra does not belong to me. It's not my property. It belongs to all of you. How you want Biafra to turn out, you shape it now. If you want a Biafra full of lies and deceit, they turn out to be like Tinubu, amassing wealth all over the place. It's not that they even amass the wealth and they leave you to be. No, there is no light. No running water, no good schools. You are wallowing in abject destitution and poverty at a scale unimaginable even by the very disgraceful standards of Africa. Therefore, if you want a Biafra that represents the light, that will truly be regarded as the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth, you must be truthful, you must be upright, you must do what you say and say what you do. Very, very critical, very, very important. Why we do what we do, why we say what we say, is because Biafra to us is more than a country. It is a way of life. It is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship Chukwuma Biama, because only him is God and worthy of praise. Any other thing is idolatry. I was a kobo. I can prove it to anybody anytime, any day. You are using the name of the Most High God, Chukwuma Biama, and the sacrifice of Yeshua on the cross of Calvary, having shed his own blood, which he cannot even shed, to dupe those who are illiterate and stupid. All we do is to expose your lies. Because of that, Chukwuma Biama will always abide with us. This platform shall remain the pinnacle of the distribution, the dissemination, the propagation of the gospel of truth that will restore the inheritance of the children of the Most High God, Chukwuma Biama himself. That is why he will bless each and every one of you, sustain and keep you and your families. We'll meet again tomorrow, 8 p.m. in the evening. From me, from here, this very moment, Chukwuma Biama, having blessed Biafra, of course, it is simply good evening. Sun, we love and cherish.
blessed be our brother. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets hailing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.